Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8.
The clock is operating. We're underway.
Tuning in from everywhere, Canada, India tonight, Germany, Australia, Netherlands. We've got some emails from the Netherlands. Praise God for you. Shouts out to all the regulars out there. George Ann, Patty, Bonnie, Ephesians 611. Let's see, who else do we have out there tonight? Barwick, CP Gone, Esther Smith. I know many of you only by your code names, so forgive me. I'm bad on names already. To begin with. Now, I will remember your face for like 20 years, but names I'm tough on. The program is heard live on Blog Talk Radio Network, also WWCR Shortwave, and now we're on American Voice Radio. So praise God for these new doors of opportunity. And if you do not get to catch these programs live, remember they are available in the MP3 archives as a download either at OmegaManRadio.com. Or you can download and subscribe for free over at iTunes. And so we have a live chat room. Every program that we do, join into the chat room. We have meet a lot of new friends. You can also, from the chat room, there's a button at the very top called Click to Talk. And so if you have Skype on your computer, wherever you're at in the world, if you've got a pretty decent internet connection, you click on that, it'll Skype right into our switchboard. So you can call in. You will not incur any kind of long-distance charge because it's Skype to Skype, which is free. So tonight we're going to have Dr. Pat Holliday. She's going to be talking about marriage and sex, and we're going to be talking about deliverance with a mass deliverance, and then we're going to be opening up the second, third hour with live open calls, 917-889-2745. You can call in or toll-free 877-806-2482. Let me take a sip of my coffee. Ah, that tastes good. Let me get Dr. Pat on the line. Stand by. Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Praise the Lord.
Thanks to the prayers of your radio people.
Yes, ma'am. We appreciate everybody out there who's going to bat for the program, for Dr. Pat and I, praying and interceding. And Dr. Pat, for people that are tuning in for the first time, go ahead and give out your contact information.
You can find me up on the internet, Dr. Pat, wait just a minute, is patholiday.com, and then miracleinternetchurch.com, and we are available to our people. You will find, email addresses and things like that up there.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, we also have this in our show notes. And without further ado, let me give the microphone to Dr. Pat. I understand the topic tonight is marriage and sex.
It's going to be marriage and sex, and we're going to pray for the people because we're expecting mass deliverances to happen tonight.
Yes.
As we're praying about these things, but we're going to open in prayer.
Amen.
My sister Shirley went back to the hospital today, and she's 85 years old, and she's got a balloon in her vessel, and it's not looking all that well, but I told them that we would be praying for her tonight.
Amen.
And so I would appreciate your prayers for her. And, Father, we just agree in the name of Jesus as we come before your throne that you're the mighty God and that you can do all things and you can do more than we can even think of. We lift Shirley up and we ask that you be with her. Reveal yourself just fully to her during these hours of her life. We thank you, God, that you will prepare our family for whatever you are going to do. We know that there's a time to live and there's a time to die. And the most important thing that anybody can do is to find you, Jesus. And she's made a confession of faith to you, and we just give you the glory and the praise. Father, we bind the strong man over this program tonight, and every demonic power, we arrest all of the foul spirits, cage every unclean, hateful spirit, and we send you into the cages that would try to attack this program. The people that are listening, their minds, we bind every spirit that would try to speak into their minds in the name of Jesus and disconnect them. We command every spirit to go into cages that people are listening that are looking for help, God. We ask that you send the warring angels and the Holy Ghost fire around each person to protect them according to Zechariah 2:5. And Lord Jesus, we ask that you heal every person that has pain, and we consider emotional sickness pain also. Your word says in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We break all of the witchcraft powers that are coming against this program, against Omega Man, his family, Pat Holiday, my family, all of the people that are participating in prayer on the chat room and listening in their cars. And wherever they are, God, we ask that you send a civil war against the devil's kingdom according to Matthew 12:32, Mark 3:20-30, and we break every hex spell and blood sacrifice, animal and humans, that have been made against this radio program. We give you praise and glory tonight that you really are who you say you are. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command Satan's demons to fight against each other and destroy each other. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are able to do all things. And we lift this prayer meeting up according to Matthew 18:19, where you said again, if two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them, which of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered, together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee. And Father God, we just thank you in Jesus' name that you're right here in the midst of us. And we just release your holy anointing of this show in Jesus' name. And you said, Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that we should rise up in judgment against it and condemn it, and we do condemn it. And so every witch, every wizard that has any intention of working powers We command those devils in you to be bound, and we forbid them to come against this radio program in any way. Bosie, you're bound in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And so tonight, we're going to talk to you about marriage. It's a tremendous teaching, and we might not be able to get through all of it tonight, but we will get through some so that you will at least have an understanding how marriage spirits operate. There are two main spirits that we would probably call them the principalities over marriage, and they're called marriage-breaking demons. They're called Asmodeus and Osmodeus. And these are the two spirits that cause divorce, and they also cause rejection of sexual genders, causing lesbianism and homosexuality to occur. Now, Asmodeus and Osmodeus are also mythical spirits, and you will find these characters in your mythological books that you studied in colleges. And they have this overpowering tendency to cause a person to be in rage, lust, impurity, and psychic activities. So they are the ruling spirits over all marriages. Now, this is information that many of your American deliverance ministries don't know about. I haven't heard too many of them talk about Asmodeus and Osmodeus. I learned about these two particular spirits probably about 10 years ago when I met Bishop Kanko in Ghana. And they know about these spirits over in Ghana, and they know what they do and how they function. And they know that whenever they marry people, they know that they have to clean the people and get them prepared for their lifetime of marriage. The reason that American people and even Christians are getting so many divorces is because of the fact that they don't understand demonology. Your Christian counselors, they try to counsel people on an intellectual or an emotional level, but they never go into the demonology aspects of it. And so they don't really and truthfully get to the root of what the problems are. And so Asmodeus and Osmodeus, one would go to the woman and the Osmodeus to the man spirit. And they are known as the genius of matrimonial discord and jealousy. Now, how many of you women, for instance, you think it's really powerful to be jealous of your husband, and you start tracking every little thing he does, and if a woman looks at him, you just get jealous, and you begin to become a shrew, and you begin to become a nagger, and the next thing you know, this jealousy thing has gone into a tremendous part of your marriage to the point that it's making you miserable and it's making your husband miserable too. And so you need to get a hold of that and understand that it's not love to be jealous. It's not an asset in your marriage, because it'll take away the peace in your marriage for you to be a raving, jealous person. Now, this particular spirit, it masquerades in other forms, like it will bring you into captivity. It will always make you have discord in your marriages, because you remember that I said that it is known as the master of discord. Now, Ergman's Bible Dictionary states that he is called the king of demons. Now, you just think about that, the king of demons, and he's never dealt with in the American counseling system, either secular or Christian or pastoral. And therefore, when a family begins to have marital problems and they go into counseling, they're never really get healed. They never get freed from a spirit that can also travel down the family lines generationally. And of course, by the time it comes down two or three generational lines, it becomes a very powerful, strong spirit that operates. And so what it means, according to Ergman's Bible Dictionary, it means that he's known as the angel of the bottomless pit, the king of demons. He's sometimes equated with Abaddon and Apollyon and Beelzebub. And so in deliverance, you need to take authority over these particular spirits, because these are going to, according to Revelation 13:1 and Revelation 9:11, these are going to be spirits that are going to be released out of the bottomless pit. Abaddon, Apollyon, and Beelzebub. Beelzebub is also known as the Lord of the Flies. And at the same time, spirits will come out of the bottomless pit in the form of locusts and frogs. And they will torture every human being that doesn't have the seal of God on their foreheads. So these spirits are very, very important for marriage counselors to get familiar with them and to know how they function, what they do, and how do you get rid of them, okay? If every marriage has this Asmodeus and Osmodeus over it from the very beginning that they get married, how do you get rid of it? What do you do? And the first thing you have to do is you have to bind up the strong man. And what is the strong man? Asmodeus, and it's Osmodeus. And so these spirits, when they come into a marriage and they begin to function, what they will do is they will bring spirits into them that their fathers, their forefathers had. Like, let's just look at a womanizing spirit. This is a very interesting spirit. I've dealt with this particular spirit in many men that I have ministered to over the years. And the way it functions, it draws women to the person, and it tells the woman, this is going to be your husband. And the woman is supernaturally drawn to that person. It now understand that this person is not being drawn to that man or to that woman, because women can have, I don't know how to say it, but a spirit that goes after men too, just like a womanizing spirit. And so what happens is that whenever this spirit draws, it's not being drawn by the Spirit of God. It's an evil spirit that is putting people together. And so its intentions are up to no good. And so once that person is drawn to a person that has this womanizing spirit, and ladies, I'm just going to talk to the men, and you just know that this includes you too. Once you're drawn to that person, what will happen is then the seduction spirit comes into play. And then once the seduction spirit, the imaginative spirit, the spirits of sexual power comes into play, and the next thing you know, the charming spirit takes over that woman, and that woman is just almost helpless to do anything at all about it. I'm going to tell you a little quick story about how it worked on me. Now, you know, I was married for 33 years. My husband went to be with the Lord. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I really do not want to get married again. I want to just spend my life serving you like Paul did. And so what I want to do is I'm just not interested in marriage. That was my decree to the Lord. And so there was a man that came through our church to minister. He was a single person. He was a doctor. And so 3 days before he started came to town, this voice started speaking very softly into my mind. And this voice said, I'm bringing Dr. So-and-so here, and this is the person that I have chose to be your mate. And I said, oh, Lord, you know I do not want to get married. He said, but he has a very powerful ministry like yours, and together you'll be able to get more souls. And I said, well, Lord, I'll see. Well, this thing began to nag at my mind every day, and I'd go to bed at night, and it was nagging. About this particular person. And it was not peaceful. I wasn't at peace with it at all. Now, I want you to know that when God is speaking to you, God is a God of peace. He's not a God that will disturb you like that. But I just kept going. You see, where I made the biggest mistake at all in the first place was that I did not test the spirit to see if it was of God. So the guy comes to Jacksonville. He ministers. I'm sitting on the front row watching him minister. Had a wonderful, excellent ministry. I found no fault with him there. But I kept saying, but Lord, I don't like him. He's not my type. And this boy said, but this is the man that I've chosen for you. And so I still felt really upset about it. And I didn't discern it so quickly because I had already decided that I wasn't interested in ever getting married. So I thought, you know, maybe the Lord is just pushing me into this. Well, to make a long story short, I took him up to the club to have lunch, and we're sitting there, and I'm looking at him, and the more I'm looking at him, and the more he is eating, he had very bad table manners for one thing, although he was an MD. You know, little things will upset some people, and so I took him home. I let him out of the car. And on the way home, I said, I know you're God. I'm not marrying him, and you can't make me. I can't stand him. just like that. And this spirit revealed himself, because whenever you are not in agreement with the spirit, that's when they reveal themselves in anger and temper and rage. And we don't serve a God in anger, temper, and rage. And I immediately bound it and got absolute peace and relief. So what did I do? I did not test the voice to see if it was of God. And I probably didn't do it because I was against getting married. And sometimes I know that God makes us do things that we don't want to do, right?
Oh, sure.
And so, but anyway, I didn't have to marry that guy. And I'm going to pick up, I think, on the other side. Aren't we due for a break?
Yes, ma'am. We've got about another 5 minutes. We'll take a break. And then what we're going to do is... I want to have you come back and take a crack at some of these out there. Folks, we only have 1 hour available on shortwave, so what we're trying to do is get as much as we can the first hour, and then for those that are here listening live for the second and third, we'll pick back up and continue to talk on this subject as the night progresses while we're also taking calls. So keep on going, Dr. Pat.
Okay, so I met with him over at the church, and the Lord told me that this man has a womanizing spirit. And so I met with him, and I said, you know, I said, there's nothing wrong with you. I said, you're a very nice man. And I said, but there's a voice that came to me, and it was tormenting me, telling me that you were supposed to be my husband. And I said, finally, I told the Lord that I wasn't interested in you being my husband, and found out it wasn't the Lord speaking to me at all. It was a spirit. And I know another woman that had that same spirit about you. And I said, I think you've got a womanizing spirit that every woman that you meet, that spirit tells her that you're going to be your wife. And he said, that's exactly true. He said, my associate pastor is just bugging me, telling me that the Lord says that she's supposed to be my wife. And I've got women running after me all over the country telling me this. And I said, well, it's a womanizing spirit. Do you want to get rid of it? He said, you know something, Pastor Pat? He said, my daddy was a womanizer. And before I got saved, I was a womanizer. I said, well, you've got to make sure that you want to get rid of it, because when men have this spirit, it's very flattering to them that women are chasing them. But what they don't realize is not that the woman is madly in love with them. They're being driven by a demonic spirit. And if the connection is made, you can make a disaster out of your life by marrying somebody that's being driven by a spirit called, you know, Asmodeus or Asmodeus. And so, making a long story short, we bound that spirit, cast it out that day. And if God has a mate for you, you need to pray, God, send me my mate. And then if a man pops into the picture, you've got to test the spirits to make sure that is the man that God has sent you, because the devil will put people in your pathway too. And if you do the spiritual warfare and you bind the spirits and you command the spirits that they can have no influence over you, and you plead the blood of Jesus and you do the resistance of it, if that is God sending that person to you, their affections will get stronger and stronger. And so you might be able to save yourself a lot of problems if you single ladies out there will just take heart. And if you didn't get this tape, if you didn't understand it, listen to it again. And as we go further along into this teaching, maybe you will understand what I'm saying.
Amen, and we're going to go to a short break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Omega Man Radio Network with Dr. Pat Holliday. My name is Shannon Davis. Dr. Pat, give out your websites, please.
PatHoliday.com, and also MiracleInternetChurch.com, and you can find me up on OmegaManRadio.com.
Absolutely, and we will be back after this short break.
Hear the word of God Almighty from Numbers chapter 33, verse 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Omega Man Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail. Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name. Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at OmegaManRadio.com.
Catching this on WWCR shortwave or on other networks like the satellite network, we do have the full three-hour version show available for you to download in our archives, or you can join us here live at the moment on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be having open lines in the second and third hour. If you need prayer tonight, the number you can call is the same every week. It's 917-889-2745. You can also use that number to listen to the program if you happen to be on the road traveling. Just punch it into your cell phone, put it on speaker mode, and you can listen going down the highway. Many people, including truckers, plug this into the cigarette lighter and then listen going down the road. So praise God for Blog Talk Radio on this forum. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on. Saturday night is the School of Deliverance, every Saturday night at 8 p.m. to 11. And then also Sunday nights we have the School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer with Dr. Pat at 8 p.m. to 11, we go into international intercession, and we use spiritual warfare techniques in the Bible to go ahead and effect changes out there that, you know, there's really no other way to affect in the natural, because we're fighting demonic forces, principalities and powers. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood. So you have to use the weapons that Jesus gave you and I, binding and loosing. You've got to use spiritual warfare, and that's what we do Sunday nights. And then, of course, we open up in the second, third hour, and we open the lines for people that need prayer. If you need to be delivered of a foul spirit tonight, you can call in. You don't have to be tormented anymore. If you're being attacked at 3 a.m. in the morning by incubus and succubus, you can be set free in Jesus' name. If you're battling with alcohol, we've got people that have called and said, I want to be delivered of cigarette smoking. You can be delivered of that foul spirit called Calmet tonight in Jesus' name. Or if you'd like to share a testimony. In fact, we're going to be sharing a testimony later in the program. But at this point in time, let's go back to Dr. Pat. Stand by. Dr. Pat, you back with me?
I'm right here. Glory
to
God.
We've got a full chat room, and I see people listening live and on the lines. How about some mass deliverance?
Yes, we can do that. What I would ask the chat room to do, though, is to come into order now because of the fact that they need to be in one accord whenever we're doing deliverance. You know, it's very, very important because of the fact that if they're going to learn to minister, they need to really listen to the teachings so that they can get them down in their spirit, so that when things come up, they'll know what to do and they'll know how to do it. Amen?
Amen.
And so if the chat room will all come in to one accord now, we'll get into the deliverance part of this tonight.
Dr. Pat,
okay?
You know, many people are going to ask, how do demons come out? What are some of the manifestations that they might look for?
Well, you know, a lot of people that don't know anything about deliverance, they don't understand the coughing. There were manifestations in the Bible when Jesus did deliverance. I remember the little kid fell down at his feet and he was like he was dead.
Yes.
There are spirits that will react like that, and you look at the person and they actually look like they're dead. And hardly even breathing. Sometimes their eyes will roll back into their heads. People can't see everything that's going on with these spirits when we're on the radio. But I've heard people say, "Well, I just don't believe in the coughing." Well, you have to understand that spirits come in through the various holes in your flesh. They come into your mouth, into your eyes, into your ears, through your pores. For instance, whenever you're ministering deliverance to somebody that smokes, when my husband got delivered from smoking in the car, the whole car filled up with nicotine smoke.
Wow.
And sometimes they'll come out manifested through from the stomach up through your esophagus and your throat. They'll come out in blobs of blood. Sometimes they come out looking like cigarettes. A lot of times they'll come out looking like jellyfish, for instance.
Yes.
And sometimes just globs of mucus. And so you never know what manifestations it's going to take. But the reason that that they cough is because the spirits are coming up through their throat and they're coming out. Well, if you had your chest filled with a cold, and that's why you cough, is it starts breaking up and coming up and you cough. Well, the same thing happens in deliverance. And so the only thing that I can say to you is don't try to understand everything at one moment, because you just can't. But you can understand a lot of things as you go along in your talk. And so that's why we have the School of Deliverance. So not only can you ask questions here, but also you can learn by observing. A lot of things you learn just truly by observing. And if you have a question, type it into the chat room. And if we're not busy casting out a devil, we'll sure answer it every
Amen.
Time.
Praise God.
So that's what I would tell you, is that it's a supernatural ministry that is moved by the Lord. It's moved through the discerning of spirits. It's moved through a word of knowledge. The Lord will give either Omega Man or myself a word of knowledge. We can't see the person. And he'll say, well, it's a spirit of lust. Well, we'll grab a hole and start calling lust out. Or sometimes we just start calling a bunch of spirits out that are connected to the spirit of lust.
Amen.
So just be at peace and pray, and God will show you a lot of things.
Amen. And if you're a believer out there and the Lord gives you some discernment, the Holy Spirit speaks a name of a foul spirit that we're battling against, feed it to us. We need the information. We all work as a team here, and that's happened many times in the past, so we appreciate those that are praying and interceding, and we appreciate the word of that comes in through the word of knowledge many times. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, wherever you're at right now tuning in, you can get some deliverance right there, in your home, in your vehicle. Now, if you are driving, you may want to pull over to the side of the road, seriously, and all kidding aside, because this is very serious business. And these things can manifest, and you don't have to have fear, because they'll come out and you can have peace. And we'll go into a really cool testimony later, what happened to one man who got delivered the other night during one of these mass deliverances. But at that, wherever you're at, they come out any way they want to come out. Sometimes they come out as yawning. Tears will just start coming out of your eyes. Mucus. Coughing is, we see all the time. You know, these things are pneuma, they're breath, so they come out as breath. They can come out as intestinal gas. We've seen that. They can come out as vomiting. You may have other physical manifestations. Whatever way they come out, well, praise God, they're out. One out is one less in. So, Dr. Pat, you want to get started?
Yes, and they can sometimes even see them.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's true. They do manifest.
Yes. We saw a guy that got some deliverance the other night, and he saw a great big snake, didn't he?
Oh, yes. We're going to be sharing about that later on. I'll give you some detail.
Okay.
Fantastic testimony.
All right. Now, one of the things that I've seen in Christian marriages, both in husbands, wives, pastors, is the spirit of abuse. And this is a terrible spirit. And it's a spirit that usually happens because a lot of times this particular spirit comes down the family lines, and you see the way your dad treated your mother, and you think that's the way you're supposed to do. Well, let me tell you, that's a lie. Christians are supposed to change, and Christian men are supposed to be holy. And so there is a spirit of abuse. And so first, let's just bind Asmodeus.
Yes.
And Asmodeus, Apollyon, Abaddon, and Beelzebub. And as I begin to bind, Omega Man will press also. And you just take some deep breaths and open your mouth and let them out in the name of Jesus. Father, we take authority over these spirits of Asmodeus, Apollyon, Abaddon, We bind all sexual spirits that visit people at nighttime, incubus and succubus. We bind those spirits of masturbation,
spirit
perverted
husband,
sex. Every devil that's coming
bind
to rob, kill, and steal, we bind you in Jesus' name. And we command those spirits to go into a cage. We cut all of the cords
spirits,
in
all
Jesus'
spirits.
Name.
Incubus,
we command
succubus,
you to loose the people.
Come out.
Loose the people.
Come out in Jesus.
We bind up
go into the cage,
all abuse spirits, emotional, physical,
you.
Mental, verbal, espousal abuse, controlling hate, adultery,
all you foul spirits,
rebellion,
come out.
Condemnation, sexual sins,
come
anger,
out. The cage in Jesus.
Stress, separation, guilt, withdrawn,
come out.
Shame,
in Jesus' name.
Humiliation, jealousy,
come
condemnation, mental torment,
weaken you fast,
torture,
in Jesus name.
Rejection, wounded spirit,
come out,
belittlement, pity, murder,
we
fatigue,
bind you foul spirit,
destruction,
come out,
worry, unforgiveness, split personalities, self-destruction,
arrested development,
sadism, masochism, fear, alcohol.
All marriage-breaking spirits,
love,
sexual spirits, come out.
Abuse, moping,
come out, go in the cage.
Mistrust, dis
all spirits of fear, come out.
Demanding, darkened hearts,
come out.
Depravity, lust,
come out.
Disobedience,
come out.
Impurity, oppressive control.
All spirits of masochism, come out.
I want to pray with all of you now. I want you to say, Lord Jesus. Omega Man, you say it after
yes.
me, and then they'll know to follow. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That I was abusive to my wife.
That I was abusive to my wife.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Now, if your wife or husband is there with you, you look at your husband or your wife and say, darling, I love you. I ask you to forgive me. And then I want you to just take your arms and put them around your husband or your wife and give them a good, nice, loving squeeze. Now, what that just did, it broke the power of that abusive spirit over you. Now, I want you to open up your mouth and just tell those spirits that we've named to come out right now.
Come out
and
of them
just
in Jesus
let
name.
Them go. Let them go.
Spirits, the Lord
in
rebuke
the
you.
Name of Jesus.
Be weakened in Jesus'
every
name. Come out of the people of God out there right now. Come out in Jesus' name.
Let them go.
Up and out.
And
go
now,
out of the cage.
I'm going to go on and call some more out. Anti-family.
Come out.
Militancy. War. Hate.
We bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Cheating,
the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, you
delusion,
spirits.
Seduction.
Come out right now.
Now, if
be
you committed adultery on your family, it's a very serious thing. And what happens is that is Asmodeus working to separate you from your wife or your husband. And you may not have ever confessed it, but it separates you in the spirit realms because you have gone with a strange woman, and all of those spirits in that strange woman comes into you. And what happens is, for instance, if you had an affair with a harlot, a prostitute, all of those spirits in that prostitute will come into you. And what happens is these spirits will start controlling your husband, and they will talk to your husband's mind or your wife, whichever, and they'll say, you need to get away from her. You don't love her. You love that prostitute. And they will begin to work against your marriage, whether you know that that person's committed adultery or not. And then what happens is that person will get upset with you about every little thing that you do. They will criticize you day and night. I didn't like what you cooked. I didn't like your dress. I didn't like this. And the next thing you know, both of you are just constantly arguing with each other. And so this is why I'm telling you that you need to repent to God, but you also need to repent from to each other if you want to save your marriage.
Yes.
Oh, there are people that will live in this kind of disharmony for the sake of the kids. But, you know, Christian marriage is supposed to be heaven on earth, and it can be if you do it God's way and not your way. So I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I love my husband or wife. I ask that you forgive us. And then give him a nice little kiss. And then command those spirits to leave you right now. Come out.
All you foul spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. All foul spirits, we bind you. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name.
Just cough them out. Come on,
break all witchcraft.
Came
on the people as they slept. We bind all the tares that were sowed into them. All foul spirits and witchcraft, we break and cut it off of you. Come out in Jesus' name. Go in the cage.
Come on, chat room. You can bind.
All marriage breaking spirits, we bind you. Loose the people of God and let them go. In Jesus Christ's name. All you foul spirits, all lust and spirits that came in through porn, cheating on your spouse, we bind you. Come out in Jesus' name. Go in the cage.
Come on, chat room. We're in a ministry of deliverance now.
Any people married to a spirit husband, spirit wife, we bind it right now. Loose the people and let them go. Go in the cage in Jesus' name, you foul spirits.
Now, I bind up family abuse, jealousy, insult, cursing, scurrility, anger, desecration, badness. I bind up hate, malediction, condemnatory, inflammatory, slanderous, physical,
come
mental, torment,
mind control and control,
fears,
come out.
Horrors,
come
unfaithfulness,
out.
Stress, bondages, corruption,
out.
Sadism, alcohol, drugs, discouragement, suicidal, death, gloom, burden, insomnia, slavery, fear of man, fear of woman,
come out in
occult
Jesus' name.
Spirits,
be weakened.
Spiritual impurities, frigid spirits,
come
lust,
out. You foul
harmony,
come out.
Lesbianism,
come
teenage.
Out. Homosexuality, come out in Jesus' name.
Okay, now, this is what I want you to understand. Marriage is a creation of God, and sex is a creation of God. And God wants you to have a happy sexual life. And you can. And the way you have a happy sexual life is you get rid of the demons that are driving you, which is what we're trying to do now. And you invite the Holy Spirit into your bedroom. The Holy Spirit invented sex. God invented sex. It's not dirty, okay? And some of you women, and men too, that were abused as a child, you think of sex as being dirty because of that molestation spirit that came in as a child. And what I want you to do right now is I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I forgive my husband. I thank you for him, or my wife. I thank you that I love him. I ask that you restore the love of our marriage, that you restore respect in our marriage for each other. I thank you in Jesus' name that I will be a good wife. I will not use sex to control my husband, and neither will my husband use sex to control me. We will use sex as a beautiful gift that you have given us from this day forward. And we break the controlling spirits over our sex lives in Jesus' name. Now just take a deep breath and breathe all of those spirits out that we just dealt with.
Come
right
out, you foul spirits.
Bring
all
them
you
out.
Spirits
them out.
And any others in there. Come out in Jesus' name. We
come
bind
out. Everyone.
In Jesus' name. Loose the people and let them go.
Everyone.
Go into the cage, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
In
Lord
Jesus,
Jesus rebuke
name.
You. Sevenfold recompense back on your head, foul spirits, what you meant
in
for the people
Jesus
of God.
Name.
Come out in
we
Jesus'
give
name.
You praise. We give you praise. We bind up pouting spirits, communication breakdowns, guilt, ungratefulness,
come
stubborn
out.
Spirits, self-rebellion.
We bind you. Come out in Jesus'
all
name.
All friends. Now,
Lord Jesus, rebuke you.
And women, you need to choose your friends very, very carefully that you include to come into your marriage, because the devil will use friends to break your marriage up. And what they do is you become close to a friend, and whenever you and your husband, for instance, or wife, get into a little spat, you'll get on the phone and you'll start crying out to that friend, he did this, he said that, she did this and that and the other. And the friend will sit there and commiserate with you and say, oh, that's just terrible. And the next thing you know, you hate your husband because you're in agreement of hate with another person. You go to Jesus and you talk to Jesus about your marital problems, and you don't talk to human beings about that. And you don't let people in the inner circle of what's going on within your marriage. You keep that between you and your wife. And the Bible gives us some very good advice. It tells us not to let the sun come down on our wrath. And that's so that if you got angry in the morning time and you've sat and stirred all day long and your husband's at work or vice versa, and he comes home and you jump on him and start at it again, this is the way that marriages divorce. And, of course, those spirits are always there challenging you to do those things. What you have to do is you have to break the spirit. You have to break the spirit that's been operating in your marriage. And so you have to say, Lord, my husband did this, my husband did that. Pour your heart out to God. And a lot of times, and the Lord did this to me many times, because I lived many years with my husband before he became a believer, the Lord would say, now, I want you to go and bake him his favorite cake and make him his favorite supper. And when he comes home, I want you to say, honey, I'm sorry, would you forgive me? And instead of you jumping on him and haranguing him, he's going to be taken back. Also, you can bind up all of the spirits in him that would cause him to be angry. And you say, this is a house of God, and we will have peace in my house. And you do spiritual warfare over the house. You set an atmosphere in that house when your husband comes home. And what will happen is when your husband comes home, he comes home expecting a pie to fly in his face, and instead you rush over and say, honey, I'm so sorry, would you forgive me? He's not going to know what to do. Now, a trick that the devil will pull on you is this. He'll say, listen, it's his fault. You don't have to ask for forgiveness. You make him ask you. No, God says whoever is the godly person is the one that has to reflect the forgiveness of Christ in their life. If you're the one that says, I'm a Christian, you go to him and ask him to forgive you. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to become a doormat and let your husband walk all over you, okay? And so,
Dr. Pat, we are at the top of the hour.
Yes.
So what we need to do is we're going to continue this, folks, in the second hour. For those of you listening live, would you go ahead and cage up any of these foul spirits, and then we will take a break?
We cage We cage all of these spirits up that we've called out, and we command them to start coming out right now in Jesus' name. Right now, everyone. Go ahead, Omega Man. They're coming out while you close, and we'll open again.
Man, folks, we're at the top of the hour. We'll see you next week for those of you listening on WWCR. And for those listening live, we'll be back after this break. Dr. Pat, give out your contact information, please.
PatHolliday.com, MiracleInternetChurch.com, and you can find me on OmegaRadio.com.
God bless you, folks, and we'll see you in the next program.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8,
the clock is
7.
Operating. We're underway.
Shannon Davis. Today is the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday. Her website is MiracleInternetChurch.com and also PatHolliday.com. And we're talking about marriage and sex, a topic that concerns just about anybody over the age of 18. And we're doing deliverance, and we have open lines. Dr. Pat, we've got our first call of the night. And what we'll be doing, folks, for the remainder of tonight's program is we'll be taking calls, and then in between, Dr. Pat is going to continue to do teaching on tonight's subject. Let's go to first caller from 248 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat.
Hey, Dr. Pat, this is Alice. I am very concerned about what has taken place, and what has happened is a lot of people who are involved in the family courts are having their kids who are abused, and then they're going to mandated reporters of child abuse and neglect and stuff, and then the people that they're going to are not taking their concerns seriously, and then people are, particularly women, are losing custody of their kids in the family courts, and I'm just concerned for a lot of different people because it seems like the judges are ignoring all the laws and the court workers are ignoring the laws, and then a bunch of the kids are actually going into foster care, and then that's where they are further being sexually abused and abused in general and also used in what I would say is a pedophilia ring.
Well, I know that's true because a lot of our politicians are also in perverse sex. A lot of your Republicans are in perverse sex. A lot of Christians were taught, just go vote Republican, and they would give out the family line, and next thing you know, you've got a Republican senator in a bathroom tapping his foot, trying to pick up a guy, and another Republican senator down, a congressman in Florida, picking up guys and trying to make the little kids up in the Capitol. And what this is all about, friends, is a backward country, a backslidden country. And tomorrow night we have our great intercessory prayer group, and I hope some of our intercessors are taking notes on this telephone call, because these are things that we need to be praying about. We need to pray about the system itself. As we pray about the church, we have to pray about our government becoming cleansed. As the church becomes cleansed, the government. And, of course, I know the lady on the phone. I've talked to her many times. And she is a person that works very hard concerning the cult, the court system, because she knows people that lost their children. And it's a terrible thing when you are a Christian woman and you have a perverted husband and you go into the court system, and what happens is you're the one that loses the child. And that's what she just described to you in a nutshell. And so I think that we really do need to keep a prayer log for Sunday night, and we need to pray for Christian families and our system to be cleansed and uncovered. Do you have something else to say, Cola?
Well, the other thing is that you ended up bringing up something dealing with the Republican Party, and just the, you know, you can have Republican and Democrat and that kind of stuff, and it just seems like there are a lot of people who are involved in the partisan politics, and they don't want to do things for the right reasons. They want to do it for more money, more control, more power, and they usually have some kind of ulterior motive or agenda, and it just seems like there's a lot of people out there who are extremely gullible, particularly Christians, where a lot of these political activists are going into the churches. And a lot of them are not Christian conservatives like they're professing to be. And then you got these gullible people just sitting there going, oh, well, yeah, that person's a Christian. And the thing I keep saying is you will know them by their fruits. And it's amazing. And all it takes is going to, I'll use the Republican Party as an example because that's the one that I have been most involved with. All you got to do is go to one Republican convention, and then you'll see the number of people who have professed to be conservatives and how they're hopping out of the hotel rooms with same-sex people. And it's not until you get your eyes open do you really understand what is actually taking place. And a lot of these people are paid to run candidate campaigns. There's a lot of money, like in the prison systems and stuff, and the Constitution is not being followed, and everybody is just, you know, they're more involved in violin lessons for their kids or soccer for their kids or, you know, going to Starbucks to have a coffee, and they're not even watching what the government is currently doing.
Amen. Carl, I appreciate the comments there. I would like you to call back in tomorrow and bring that up, because that's really when we address a lot of the political scene, and we go after this in intercessory prayer. And that's perfectly suited for our School of Intercessory Prayer on Sunday night. We're just trying to keep some of the call time tonight for deliverance and prayer. Do you need any prayer tonight?
I need a lot of prayer. Dr. Pat's quite familiar with me, but I feel like there's a lot of stuff drawing me into the political realm, and it's like, you know what, I feel like it's mainly for the political activists and the people out there, and that the judges, like dealing with the family courts and the court workers, that for some reason they keep ruling against the women. And it's like 70% of all women who have brought up child abuse, that routinely the men end up getting the children. And they're just, to me, it's a spiritual thing. And a lot of women, I would say in particular, need to have the courage to go ahead and leave an abusive husband and understand that, like, if you're divorced and stuff, that it might be nice to go ahead and start dating again and stuff, but there's a lot of pedophiles out there, and you don't need to do anything to subject your kids to some guy coming in and dating you just to get to your kids.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate
Alice,
the,
we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Alice, call in tomorrow. We want to have you on the air. God bless you.
You too. Thanks again.
That was Alice. Thank you for calling in. We'll go to the next caller. Area code 516, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello.
Hey there, how are you tonight?
Hi, this is, my name is Maria.
Hey, Maria.
Hi, I'm a friend of Minister Joe White.
Yes, ma'am, good friend. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I spoke to him this morning, and he told me to call in. He said he called you guys.
Yes, absolutely. What's been going on with you lately?
My sister also called in. My sister Giovanna. Do you remember her?
Oh yes, Giovanna. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Giovanna and Mike and
right. That's,
father. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Basically, a lot of things that my sister was going through, I'm kind of going through the same thing, just battling with depression and bitterness and the black cloud. And I've been a Christian for a long time, but I really haven't felt like the joy of the Lord for a long time. And I've just been struggling with, I guess, you know, to try to get closer to God, and I haven't been able to.
Well, we're going to pray with you tonight, and what kind of helps us a lot of times is just do a little bit of Q&A with you just to see what doorways might have been opened up so we know where to pray more effectively. Have you ever been involved in any kind of witchcraft or the occult?
No, but I mean, I remember when I was younger, like 12 or so, I remember, you know, with my friends, we did seances and the Ouija
okay.
board and things like that, but I never was, you know, involved, like...
Never actually
you
in the coven, but...
You know
play...
something, honey? Being involved in a seance and a Ouija board is involvement in the occult. And even
right.
if you were a child, when you did that, what happens is a familiar spirit comes in, and that spirit will rule your life, and it will guide you for the rest of your life unless it is cast out. Now, the first thing you have to do is you have to repent for that. Will you repent for that?
Yes.
All right. Now, I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to be my personal Savior.
I ask you to be my personal Savior.
To live in my heart.
To live in my heart.
And I repent.
And I repent.
Tonight.
Tonight.
For going after other gods.
For going after other gods.
And the people that are listening in, if you have done these things, you do the same thing. And I'm asking the chat room to come into order and help us to pray now. Because we're in a deliverance session again, okay? All in one accord. And so I want you to say, Lord.
Lord.
I renounce.
I renounce
the powers of Satan.
The powers of Satan.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, let me ask you this. Were you ever involved, or members of your family involved in witchcraft?
No. I mean, no. I mean, I went to a psychic a couple of times. Like,
okay,
you know.
there's another one. Say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Lord, I'm sorry.
That I went to the psychic.
That I went to the psychic.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
I counsel.
I counsel.
All of the prophecies.
All of the prophecies.
That she gave me.
That you gave me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I forbid any devils.
I forgive any devils.
No, not forgive. Forbid.
Forbid.
Any devils.
Any devils.
For making any of those prophecies come true.
For making any of those prophecies come true.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus, you're my God.
Jesus, you're my God.
You're my Savior.
You're my Savior.
And you are the planner of my life.
And you are the planner of my life.
And I accept your ways.
And I accept your ways.
And your future.
And your future.
For myself.
For myself.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come against the occult spirits of witchcraft.
I come against the occult spirits of witchcraft.
Heredity.
Heredity.
Coming down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
10 generations.
In generations.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I forgive all of my family members.
I forgive all of my family members.
That have involved themselves in witchcraft.
That have involved themselves in witchcraft.
And I bind all of the witchcraft powers.
And I bind all of the witchcraft powers.
Every devil.
Every devil.
Connected to it.
Connected to it.
Has to go into a cage.
Has to go into a cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Omega Man and I are going to start casting out devils, and you take some deep breaths and just make them go in Jesus' name. I bind up the occult spirit of witchcraft to it.
Going to cage.
Ancestral spirits, rebellion, Freemasonry, mockery.
We're talking to you. Come out.
Skepticism.
We bind
ritualism.
You. Come on,
child
go into
cage
in Jesus Christ's name. The Lord rebuke you.
Human sacrifice.
You foul spirits, as your name, come out and go in the cage.
I
Lord
bind up all of
spirits.
The inherited curses according
Break.
To Deuteronomy 28.
Cut all curses off of you right
and command them
Jesus
to go into the cage.
Go in the cage. You
now, honey, I don't hear any action going on your part. Is anything happening to you?
No.
Well, are you taking deep breaths?
Yes.
What you're
are
doing
you
is
coughing?
Just kind of take a deep breath and cough it out of your stomach. If you feel anything, like you feel nauseous, that's a good sign.
Oh,
yeah. You'll start to yawn. That's another way they can come out. Come out various ways, you know, however they want to come out, basically. But, you know, Father God, we break any hexes, off of her in
we're
Jesus' name.
We're going to go ahead and continue, and I want you to
yes.
take deep breaths and cough those things out. Okay?
Okay.
Seducing spirits, we bind you.
We bind you. Come on.
We bind false
spirit.
Prophets.
Break all.
False signs and wonders.
Osmodeus.
Deception.
Come out.
Seduce.
Come out.
Entice.
Seduction. Come out.
Wandering from the truth.
We bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Fascination to evil ways.
Lord, rebuke you. Loose her. Let her go.
I don't hear
anything.
I'm
talking to Maria.
We're
talking to the foul spirits. We bind you.
Maria,
let her go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Do you want to get free?
Well, how do I know that I have these things?
Okay, you're sitting there and you're trying to figure out what we're doing. I'm not going to spend all night long while you just sit there with your mouth closed and try to figure this out. Maybe you need to call back another day when you hear and learn a little bit more. Okay.
I understand what you're doing. I'm just...
Well, you're not cooperating. I tell you to cough and you're just sitting there. I tell you to breathe. Nothing's going on. I'm not going to waste all night long with you. You want deliverance, we'll work with you. You don't, just let's go on to the next caller. What do you want to do?
I want it, of course.
All right, then cooperate. You're doing what we tell you to do in terms of coughing and breathing out. You're telling those devils, you don't have a house here, and I'm not going to let you stay. You're just simply getting in agreement with what's going on here. Don't try to figure it out. Just cough it out. And then, as you grow, God will show you things. But right now, we're on a radio. We don't have hours to work with you, okay? So you'll just either do it or we'll go on to the next one, okay?
Okay. Are you going to tell me when to cough or should I just do
No,
it on
you
my
just
own?
Cough. We're busy calling the spirits out of you.
What you want to do is periodically just take a deep cough out of your stomach here and just cough it out. You know, like
and
that. That just expels it is what it does.
As
okay.
we call them out, you cooperate, and you're just simply telling the spirits you're not going to stay here anymore.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Now, all of those spirits that we have already called, seduction, witchcraft, hereditary spirits,
for
like
right
10
now.
Generations, you will
Find
leave instantly.
Let Maria go. Come out of
every
her in Jesus
one
name.
Of you.
The Lord
spirits
Jesus Christ
of bondage.
Be weakened in Jesus
Maria,
name.
Do you smoke or drink alcohol?
I don't smoke. I occasionally do drink alcohol.
Do you get drunk?
I'm sorry?
Do you drink till you get drunk?
Not really. Occasionally? Occasionally, you know, not drunk to the point of, you know.
All right. What about drugs? Do you take drugs?
No.
No prescription drugs?
Prescription, yes.
Maybe like Prozac or Xanax, anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I've had issues with depression and mood swings and things like that, so I have taken things and I'm taking something right now.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you on now?
Prozac.
Okay. How long have you been taking that?
A few weeks.
Just a few weeks?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, Maria, I don't know who you are. And so it doesn't matter to me what you do. This is just some things that you have to do to get free. And there are certain things you have to be honest with yourself and with God in order to get free. And the occult, you know, when I pulled it out about what you were doing, the fortune teller and the psychic and the other stuff that you did, that's just because you have to renounce those things. And the same thing in this area, you have to renounce drugs, alcohol, cigarettes in order to get free. Now, psychotropic drugs like Prozac are very powerful drugs. And you just don't stop taking them. You have to wean yourself off of them little by little every day. And we tell you to go to a doctor, whoever gave them to you, and ask him if he will wean you off of them. Do you think you can do that?
What will happen, Marie, is anytime you take a drug, it's just going to drop your hedge down, a protection that God puts around everybody naturally, and it opens the doorway for more foul spirits to come in. You actually take it trying to battle depression. What you end up doing is just digging a deeper hole. So the way these things are set up, if you go cold turkey, they can trigger suicide spirits, for example. So you don't ever want to just go off your drugs cold turkey. You want to go to the doctor and say, look, I want to get off this. I want you to wean me off this clinically. And then you want to cut that loose altogether. And so we're not condemning you on any of the questions that we're asking. What we're trying to do is just find out what are some of the legal gateways that the demons have to come in. They work on legal authority and rights. So if we open the door, for example, to the occult, like playing with a Ouija board, we may not even realize what we're doing at the time, but it doesn't matter because that's legal grounds for the devil to come in. If we use drugs, alcohol, fornication, these are other gateways, abortion, any number of gateways that these demons can come in. And so when we're just doing some dialogue with you to find out what you've done in the past, that'll help us know what spirits are likely there inside that are tormenting you, and we can go after them and get them out of there. And that comes by, number one, being honest, which you are. We appreciate that. And then you repent of the sin, and then the legal grounds for them to be there has been broken, and you now cast them out. So that's what this query is about. Are you on any other kind of medication other than Prozac? Any other kind of prescription meds?
Is she there?
Let's see her. Stand by here.
Hello?
Oh, Maria, there you are. Yeah. You back with us? Okay.
Yeah.
We lost you for a second.
I did lose you.
Sorry about
that.
Okay. So are you on any other kind of prescription meds right now?
No.
Just the Prozac, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was on something else, and then they changed it. Now it's currently Prozac, but basically it's just an antidepressant. So
okay, so some psychotropic drug there for the depression. So as we asked before, you're not addicted to anything like cigarettes?
No.
Okay, that's good. And are you just an occasional drinker? You do it socially, or do you have like a cup of a margarita and some wine every night?
No. Once in a while.
Okay, that's good to know. Have you ever done any hardcore drugs in the past, growing up as a younger, marijuana, any ecstasy, anything like that?
No. I did try marijuana once.
Okay. Well, you're being honest. I appreciate that. What about, may I talk about the sex gateway then, and then Dr. Pat's going to call some more of these out.
Wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
We're not going to call any more out. We're going to bind these things up. She's got to go to her doctor. She's got to get off that Prozac, because if we continue to cast devils out of her and she continues the Prozac, she'll just get worse. I know.
That's still the legal gateway there. You're right.
Okay.
And what she needs to do is we'll cage the spirits of bondage and all. We'll just generally cage everything in her tonight, and she needs to talk to the doctor and ask him if he will wing her off of that. Maria, what happens is the doctors are giving those things out like they're just
candy.
When you get on them, in the beginning they work, but then all of a sudden they get a hold to you and you'll become like a zombie. And what will happen to you will be worse than the depression that you're doing. If you're a child of God, God can deliver you of depression and he can rebuild you. But you're dependent on the medication and not Jesus at this point. And we just can't risk you casting devils out and then you're not giving up the getting off the Prozac. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we just do that? We've bound some things. We've dealt with your witchcraft stuff and the seducing spirits tonight. And God will protect you as you are trying to get off of this. And you tune in tomorrow night, get on the chat room, ask people to pray. If you need other prayers, call us. Call us. And we'll pray, okay?
What I am going to do, Maria, before you go, is we're just going to want to break a few things off. But just as Dr. Pat said, go see the doctor, tell them you want to get off the Prozac, have them wean you off of that. Once you've been able to stop that, then there's not going to be any more legal right for those spirits that are coming into the depression gateway to come in. Because essentially that's what's happening. Modern-day doctors are the equivalent of sorcerers that operate even to this day in the Philippines. You go to them, they cast a spell in the form of a pill, and we actually buy spells in America, for a couple dollars a piece. And people were taking them every single day, not understanding their spiritual ramifications to it. So that's the only way to wean yourself off of that, because just to go cold turkey like that can be very dangerous. That's what you're going to want to do.
Right, right.
But Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift up Maria right now. We break any hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of her, command them to go back to where they came from. We bind any witchcraft attack, any demons that have been sent against her, away from her, and command them to go back to the demon that sent them sevenfold. We apply the blood of Jesus to her right now. We bind and cage any foul spirits operating in her, and we command them to be caged in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus to the cage. We forbid these foul spirits to torment her. They will remain bound and gagged until they come out and manifest in deliverance. And we ask, Father God, you to loose angels to go down right now and read the word of God to these foul spirits 24 hours a day. Scriptures that will show them their ultimate end in the pit of hell in Jesus' name.
And we bind the spirit of depression.
We bind that right
now. In the name of Jesus.
Any source of depression.
And now, what I want you to
do
is, you get the Bible going over you at nighttime, the King James Version. And also, if you'll get the Omega 3, 6, and 9, and start taking that, it helps to soothe the mind. And people that minister to people that are real deep in the psychotropics, they advise them to take that Omega 3, 6, and 9. And if you've only been on it just a little while, it shouldn't be too difficult for you to get off of it. And
right.
The way you taper off of it, you just, if you got a pill, you just cut a little bit off every other day or so. And the next thing you know, you'll be totally off of them. But don't just totally stop all of a sudden, because that's not wise.
Right.
Amen?
Okay. Yes, amen.
We started the process here, Maria, so call back. We're going to keep working with you till you get totally set free, all right?
Okay, thank
God
you.
God bless you for your bravery and for calling in tonight.
Yeah,
okay,
you did a good job.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see, we've got a caller from 920 area code. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat.
Hey, Dr. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
My name's Randy.
Hey, Randy.
How are you calling in?
How you doing tonight?
Good, good. How are you, Shannon?
I'm doing great, my friend.
Excellent. My wife followed you for quite a long time, Dr. Pat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, she's written a few emails, Peggy Latrent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
And
now, Randy, I know the Lord is beginning to do a work in your life, and you were listening to a program the other day and got some deliverance, and we got a chance to talk pre-show. What are you still battling with, dear?
I'm still battling with nicotine.
Okay.
I'm also on metformin for diabetes, and I'm also on Lotensin with a diuretic for high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let me clarify some things for you, okay?
Okay.
What we were dealing with the woman before you was something called psychotropic drugs. They take that for depression. And it's an open door for spirits to come in to a person. And so we usually try to get them to go to their doctors and get off of those things. I don't ever tell somebody not to go to their doctors to get checkups. If you got sugar diabetes, we can minister to that. You can be healed from that.
Yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
And I've seen the Lord heal people. But you just don't give up that particular part of your drug life until you go to the doctor and verify that you're healed.
Yes,
you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was actually in November of last year. I was 340 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
doctor told me that I was a full-blown diabetic. And my wife put me on a 1,200-calorie diet and took I got rid of all the soda, sugar, and everything and lost 100 pounds.
Praise God.
By February, the Lord did a work in my life as far as that went. When I came to the doctor here in North Carolina, my blood sugar was back to the overall that they check every 3 months, came all the way back down to 5.4, which is in the normal range. He's kept me on the metformin to make sure it's going to stay in that range. My blood pressure, I should check it more often. I don't. It's probably came down a lot since I've lost all the weight. So
it'll drop as you lose that weight. We have a GA in our church, and she dropped a lot of weight like that, and the doctors totally have taken her off of her blood pressure pills and all of that. But I just wanted to zero in on that so that you just wouldn't think that you need to get off. You work with your doctors on that.
Just like
diabetes is a life-threatening disease.
Yes.
And the other thing is, what we need to do here is to get you off the cigarettes.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something about the cigarettes.
Okay.
Cigarettes is, it tries to make you think that it's your friend. That spirit becomes your dearest friend. I mean, it makes you feel good after you eat. You have to light up a cigarette. Oh, when you're speaking and talking in relationships, you light up a cigarette. It's social. And it acts as when you get upset, you got to light a cigarette. Cigarettes are not your friend. And the first thing that you have to do is to convince yourself that I want to live. The second thing is to make an enemy of the cigarettes. And so I'm going to lead you in a prayer about that right now.
And Dr. Pat, as you're doing that, for people out there and listening live or on the archive, if you are addicted to cigarettes and you've had all you're going to take of it and you want to be set free but you just can't kick it, it's a demonic spirit tied to, what is the name of the stronghold, Dr. Pat?
Calmet.
C-A-L-M-E-T.
And Calmet is an Indian god, a native Indian god. If you remember when they had the first Thanksgiving, it shows the Indians and the white people there smoking the peace pipe.
Yes.
They were making an offering to their god called Calmet. And so it's a god, and to them, to us, it's a demon. And so you have to think of things in this way. You serve Jesus or you serve the other gods. Cigarettes are very sinful. They destroy your body. The Bible says if you destroy the temple of God, he will destroy you. And, of course, your body is described as the temple of God. So you take away God's protection to protect you from illnesses of all types. Cigarettes has right on the pack cancer. And so some people have this death wish and they don't even know it, or a suicide wish, and so they say, I'm just going to smoke. And this little voice comes in the mind and says, well, it kills everybody else, but it's not going to kill you. You've got to look at cigarettes as an enemy to you. You've got to look at it as an offense to God and pure sin. Then you've got to set your life up that you are going to quit. It's an act of your will.
Dr. Pat?
Yes?
I'm sitting here with my eyes closed. My body temperature has gone way up.
Yeah.
And I am seeing a jelly-type demon in my as my eyes are closed.
Yep, that's what that is. That's it looks like a jellyfish.
Well, we bind it in Jesus' name right now. We bind it.
All right, now we're going to start delivering you now.
And for those listening live out there, follow the instructions of Dr. Pett, and you can get delivered also wherever you're at and listening in right now. Excuse me, Dr. Pett, go ahead.
Deep breath and cough it out.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
We bind you, foul spirit.
The spirit of bondage.
Come on, we bind you. Come on.
Cigarette.
Lord Jesus, rebuke you. Sevenfold reason back in your head. Come out.
Alcohol,
all foul spirits name. Come out.
I command the spirit
of God.
We
bind you.
To come
bind
out
your
right
strong
now.
Man. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out.
I bind the
come out.
Death.
Angels of Father God. Loose the angels of God surround. Come out.
Iniquity,
spirit.
Sin,
come out.
Bondage to sin.
Come out and go in the cage.
Captivity to Satan.
Come out.
Here.
Angels of God. Chop up. Come out. Chop its temples up. Jesus Christ.
Sacrifice.
Come out.
Multiple personal allergy disorders. Imagine.
We bind you. Go into the cage.
Spirit
of spirits.
Personalities. Films.
Jesus, forgive you. Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Traumatic
come
stress
out.
And
the blood of Jesus Christ.
Let
we
it
pour
just
the blood
come
of
out
Jesus
right
down
now.
Your throat.
Come
down.
Out.
Drink the blood of Jesus. Come out.
The whole.
Into the, cage.
Whole
you rebuke
out.
You. Loosen. Let him go.
Up
angels of God,
out.
Chop out all the roots of Calvin and pull it out in Jesus' name.
The spirit of control and
come
witchcraft.
Come out of him right now.
Can't
bind you. Come out.
Ancestral
witchcraft.
Spirits.
Come out.
Rebellion. Freemasonry.
The Lord rebuke you.
Mockery.
Loosen.
Ritualism.
All the way out. And get in the cage.
Spiritualism. Humanism.
You, foul spirits. Come out.
Sacrifices.
We bind you.
Inherited curses.
We bind you.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out. Go in the cage.
We take authority over
be
death.
Be weakened
spirit.
In Jesus' name. Be weakened in Jesus'
infirmity,
name. Spirits.
Cancer.
Come
strokes,
out in Jesus' name.
Diabetes.
Loosen, let him go. All
now,
hypertension, we
diabetes.
Bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Listen, diabetes.
Diabetes,
what
that we bind you. Come out.
Like. Are you
bind
listening?
You. Come out.
Let him listen, Omega Man. Diabetes looks like a squid. And, it. A squid has eight legs. And it grabs hold of all of your other organs as it does pancreas.
Be weakened in Jesus' name. Be weakened
and
in Jesus' name.
What it does is it causes diseases and it causes death. And so we cut the legs off of the squid spirit and we call it out right now in the name of Jesus. You will loose the pancreas.
Come out
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
and
of Jesus.
And the people listening, you
pour
can
the blood
do the
of
same
Jesus
things.
Down your throat, foul spirits.
In Jesus' name.
Father God, let the fear of the Lord hit the foul spirits.
We command those legs to burn under the fire of the Holy Ghost. We command every damage to your organs to be healed by
yes,
the power of the name of
inside
Jesus.
Inside you, foul spirits, turn on the strong
we
man.
We find infirmities,
rip
cancers, kidney spirits, heart failure, strokes,
come out.
Diabetes, bone and muscle
Jesus
disease,
name.
Murder spirits,
loose
overdose, injury,
come out.
Automobile accidents, airplane,
blindness and confusion on
starvation, anorexia, nervosa, smoking spirits,
weaken,
alcoholism, and suicide
blood
spirits.
Of Jesus Christ, come out.
We bind
suicide.
These up and cage them and command every
depression.
One of them.
Come out, all
out.
You foul spirits. Come out and go in the cage in Jesus' name.
We bind up depression spirits, bondage
God,
to people, places, and things.
Angels of God, go inside.
We bind up
thrust
confidence,
up and out
cigarette
name,
spirit,
come out.
Habits.
Come
we
out.
Come
Jesus
against.
Name.
Dependency spirit
in
the name
come
of
out
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
We bind up broken-hearted, wounded spirits, death
we bind
wish,
you
defeat,
in Jesus' name.
Degraded spirits,
death
depression,
and destruction. Loose him
escapism,
and let him go.
Fatigue, gloom,
loose him and let him
guilt,
go. Murder, come out.
Loneliness,
come out.
Insomnia,
lust, shame, come out.
Now I want you to say to that.
Come out.
I want you to say to that spirit, spirit,
spirit.
Tonight,
I
divorce you.
I divorce you.
You are not my friend.
You are not my friend.
And I separate myself from you.
I separate myself from you.
I cut all the cords.
Cut all the cords.
To my mind.
My mind.
I bind the talking spirits in my mind.
I bind the talking spirits in my mind.
Cut their cords.
Cut their cords.
And I gag them with the blood of Jesus.
And I gag them with the blood of Jesus.
And I command.
And I command.
Every one of them to leave me now.
Every one of them to leave me now.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Now you take a deep breath and cuff them all out.
Out in the name of Jesus. Into the cage.
I threw them all out.
Everyone. Now say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Spirit.
I ask you to come in.
Holy
Shekinah glory.
Come in.
Come in.
Baptize me with fire.
Baptize me with fire.
Burn all the roots.
Burn all the roots, Lord.
And every hidden spirit out.
Every hidden spirit out.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And take a deep breath.
Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Fill all the voids. Let your fire burn out anything remaining in Jesus' name. We break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells and witchcraft off of Randy in Jesus' name. We cut it off.
Randy, have you ever been involved in pornography?
Yes, ma'am, and I was delivered from that when Pastor John Kyle was on with Omega Man last week.
Randy, would you share a quick testimony on what happened to you the other night?
Yeah, I'm not on the internet. My wife is, and she downloads the MP3 for me so I can listen to it while I'm at work or while I'm here at home. And the other night I didn't have time, so I had it with me at work on my MP3 player, and I'm a security guard at a construction site, and I was listening to it, and they started their the deliverance part of the show, and I grabbed a hold of my Bible and had my hand on it because I knew I had a strong, strong pornography, adulterous demons inside of me, and I wanted them to go. Mm-hmm. And my stomach started getting really upset, and I was praying and listening to Pastor John Kyle and Shannon, and this demon that was about 6 inches round, like a python, come out of my mouth about halfway. He had arms and feet with tentacles, suction tentacles on him, like an octopus.
Yes.
He came about halfway out of my mouth, turned around, looked me square in the eye, and said, "You're not getting rid of me." And I said, "Yes, I am." And I grabbed my Bible and I hugged my Bible, and they continued their warfare. And the demon shot out of my mouth and did a spiral type thing, and then shot its head, turned around, and come right down in my face again and said, "It's not over yet," or something like that. And I said, "I bind you and cage you in the name of Jesus, and
mm-hmm.
you're gone." And it poof, it went away. And then I had a little bit of a gastric thing. I farted, and a little green cloud manifested and made a bunch of noise and scurried away. And I haven't even had a thought of pornography or anything since then. God completely delivered me from that.
Wow.
Along with along with a long time spiritual or a long time marriage problems that I had with my wife. Those are all gone. I called her and wept openly on the phone with her and told her how sorry I was for the way I treated her. And
praise God.
Yes.
That I was
praise Jesus.
I was keeping sex away from her as well, and because there's pornography. And God, I was praying. Now God showed me that started out, Pat, as a little worm, and it manifested into this 35-foot python type.
Wow.
That consumed my life for many, many years, and I did not realize it until.
So as
you know, it's very interesting, the description, because you know in the Garden of Eden, that snake that talked to Eve, the snakes had legs on them back then, and God had cut its legs off and made it crawl on its belly to eat dirt. You know those scriptures.
Yep.
And of course, humans are dirt. You know, we're made of dirt according to the Bible. But it's very interesting that the spirit appears with legs on it as a python snake, to me anyway.
It was multicolored.
The other thing I want to mention to you is you seem to already be walking in what the Bible describes as a discerning of spirits.
Yes.
You may not understand what you're looking at or what they're called or anything like that. So what I would tell you to do is go up on patholiday.com, Miracle Outreach Ministries, MiracleInternetChurch.com, and under the e-books. And the one that I was working out concerning marriages, for instance, tonight is Marriage and Sex, and it shows you the various spirits that are attached to marriages that causes divorce and rebellion and adultery and so on and so forth. And also there's a another one up there called Sexual Magic. And start buying those manuals and studying on those manuals, and you'll learn demonology from God's point of view and not from what somebody thinks, because I put the scriptures in there, and you will see scripturally what you're dealing with.
Okay.
But having that particular gift, I would say that God will use you eventually in the deliverance ministry.
Yes, absolutely.
And what you do is you come up, and if you're not able to listen live, listen to the MP3s of Mega Man Radio on Saturday nights and read some of that stuff up on my website. There's also Deliverance MP3s up there for people to look and listen to. And let's see what God ends up doing with you in the ministry. Is there more to your testimony you want to tell?
No, you guys are in deliverance mode, so, you know, let's continue on with that with other people. And I'm still listening on my phone so I can pray and discern things, you know. So,
well, God bless you for calling in tonight, Randy, and we're going to have you on a program, and we're going to go into a full testimony, as we talked about pre-show.
Okay.
May the Lord richly bless you tonight, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Shannon. God bless you both.
God bless you, Randy.
All right.
That was powerful.
Yeah, that was powerful. And, folks, these things come out just like that. And, you know, one thing I gleaned from hearing Randy's testimony is he said that it started out as It had come in through a gateway of porn, and it started out as a little small serpent. And as he continued to feed it, it grew and grew until it became a huge monster. Folks, you've got to get these things early, or it's like a tapeworm. You get them through some uncooked meat. You get them through some pork. Next thing you know, they're growing inside of you, and they actually come out of your stool, and they're like 15 foot long. This stuff happens. And I don't mean to be graphic, but it's the truth here. So catch these things early. But praise God for his deliverance, and praise God for Randy. And I believe he's going to be used as a mighty man of God, him and his wife. Let's go to the next caller. Caller from area code 702. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yes, thank you for holding patiently. How are you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say praise God for this channel. I was sitting here, and I was going through the computer trying to find something on air to listen to, and I came across there, and when you were talking to Maria, God bless her, because I'm not saying that the deliverance wasn't for her, but sometimes God uses people.
Praise Jesus.
And all those medicines that you referred to in the drinking and stuff, it was me.
Mm-hmm.
And when Dr. Pat was saying cough, I was in here throwing up red phlegm and stuff like that. So I really feel as if I was delivered from a lot of those things. I was married to a man for 7 years that was very, very abusive to me. He beat me, and he would do all kinds of, you name it, he did it. And I went through a real severe battle with depression and tried to commit suicide and things like that in the past. And I think that that I still feel like I'm under some type of spiritual warfare, because the more I pull away from this man or to get my life on a straight arrow, I feel like I'm more under attack. And I can't get from underneath all of this. It's always something, you know. She said a car accident. I was in a car accident Monday, you know. It was minor, but, you know, she was talking about, you know, medications. You know, I take the doctor that got me on so many of them, it's ridiculous, and I'm only 30 years old.
Well, you came to the right place, so we're going to pray for you tonight. So you're taking a variety of medication there. Now, this relationship you're talking about, is that one that you're involved in or you're trying to get away from, a boyfriend or a husband?
I've been divorced from this man since 2006, but something came up. It's crazy because I know it was meant for me to call in. The lady earlier before Maria called, we're talking about mothers who need to leave relationships and how judges and things like that don't protect the mother and the children, or the mother ends up on the bad end because she didn't do whatever. Well, I'm on the end where I'm trying to protect my kids against this man, but he's playing the role as if I'm the vindictive mother that can't get over the past abuse. But this man has, you know, 5 DUIs, 3 domestic violences, you know, I mean, all a record that's ridiculous. And
we
he wants to bring everybody down with him. I have CPS involved in my business because I called them and asked for, not CPS, but a counseling for National Abuse Hotline, and asked them because my daughter came to me and said that her father touched her in the wrong way when she was 3 years old. She's 8 years old. There was a teacher over here in my area that was murdered by her husband, so they gave a call out to all the, you know, all the parents to, you know, talk to your children, make sure they're protected, and, you know, let them know, you know, the things to do in a case of emergency, you know, so on and so forth. So I've been doing that because I'm raising 3 little girls by myself, you know, and just trying to keep my head, you know, above, you know, water and having faith in God. But I know.
Hello, listen.
Yes, ma'am.
We're coming to the end of this hour, so we're going to pick up with you on the next hour. So just hang on.
We're going to keep you on the line, and then we're going to be back right after this break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Omega Man Radio Network. Tonight is the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday. And Dr. Pat, before I go to the break, give out your website, please.
PatHolliday.com, MiracleInternetChurch.com, OmegaManRadio.com, and you can find my articles up on RemnantRadio.org.
.org. Fantastic. And we'll be back for the third hour of Mega Man Radio right after this break.
Oh, Jesus, meek and humble heart, deliver me, Jesus, from the desire of being esteemed. Oh, deliver me, Jesus, from the desire of being loved. Oh, deliver me, Jesus, from the desire of being extolled. Oh, deliver me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, meek and humble heart, hear me, deliver me, Jesus, from the desire.
Stand by as I get Dr. Pat and the caller. Okay, caller from 702 area code. So let me ask you a question there.
Yes.
You're on some medication right now. Would you term those as like psychotropic drugs? Are you on like Prozac or Xanax?
Oh, well, they gave me Prozac, but I refused to take it.
Okay.
I actually. Like she was referring to omega-3s, I was taking omega-3s in B12 in high doses, which helped me to get over a lot of the anxiety. I do take Xanax when it's really, really, really bad because my doctor says that I suffer from battlewoman syndrome.
Okay. Now, let me ask you another question.
You know, I'm nervous and, you know, stuff like that to where I feel like I can't, you know, can't breathe. But I don't take it all the time like I used to because I felt – like I had to pop it like candy all the time.
Okay,
but
now
I very, very, very seldom.
Have you done any drugs in the past?
Marijuana? Yes, when I was younger. But
marijuana,
my ex-husband.
Okay. What about now? Do you have any addictions like cigarettes or alcohol?
Cigarettes.
Okay, that's good. So we'll know where to pray. What about the occult? Have you ever gotten involved in any kind of witchcraft? Fortune tellers, Ouija boards?
In my past with my ex-husband, he was involved in everything, so
okay.
You know,
how deep did you get involved in it?
Well, basically he had a friend that was a psychic, and I don't know, for some reason where I live at, I've had psychics come up to me and say that they're Christians and God sent them to me, and you know, they need to pray for me, and then once I hear what they're talking about, I'm like, this don't have nothing to do with God. So I've had that happen to me several times nothing this year.
Okay, anything like ritual magic or casted any spells or burned any special candles?
Yes, a long time ago. My friend,
okay.
I had a lot of, I'm kind of embarrassed by this, but the only way to get deliverance is through truth.
We don't know your name, so don't feel embarrassed.
I had been through so much, I was trying every avenue that I could find. And I had a friend in my life that said, you know, she was a Christian, and if you burn this and all this other stuff, so all kinds of crazy stuff. And
okay.
I was raised as a Christian, and I felt that I got delivered when I was 16, and I felt that when I married my ex-husband trying to do the right thing, and he started beating me all those years and cheating on me with my best friends and all this other stuff, and by me being the only child, and I was adopted when I was very young, so it was just me and my mother, and my father was in the military, so I had no family, so I was looking for love in all the wrong places, so I was more of a follower, not realizing that God created me to be a leader. Because I know I'm not going through all of this for no reason.
Amen to that.
There's a reason.
All right, honey, let me ask you this. How long have you been separated from your husband?
We divorced February 23rd of 2006.
All right. Now, have you forgiven him?
I hope I have. I mean, I prayed about it many times. You know,
all
it's
right.
So many.
All right. Now, when did you become a Christian?
I got baptized when I was 16 years old.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do right now is we're going to start a deliverance on you, but we're going to lead you in a sinner's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to openly confess that you forgive this man. And there's one other question I want to ask you. He was, is there a possibility that he was a witch or wizard himself?
I don't know. I think he's possessed, because when he would put his hands
That's not what I've asked you.
Okay.
Is he involved in witchcraft, like putting hexes and spells and going to people and asking them to pray for certain things, that sort of a witch? Is he into that?
I'm not positive on that.
Well, the reason that I'm asking you this is, though you're separated, I'm wondering if he's still working some witchcraft on you, even though
right.
you're separate.
Right.
Well, we'll just handle it from that point of view, but let's just pray first. Say,
and
Lord
as,
Jesus.
Dr. Pat prays, folks out there, pray with her, and you can get set free at the same time as we're doing this on the phone. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Amen. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
For every sin that I have ever done.
For every sin that I ever have done.
I ask you in the name of Jesus.
I ask you in the name of Jesus.
That you help me tonight.
That you help me tonight.
To forgive my husband.
To forgive my husband. My ex-husband.
I ask you, God, wherever he is.
You, God, wherever he is.
That you forgive him.
That you forgive him.
And convict him of his sin.
And convict him of his sin.
I cut all soul ties between him and I.
I cut all soul ties between him and I.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I ask you in the name of Jesus.
I ask you in the name of Jesus.
That you help me to forgive myself.
That you help me to forgive myself.
And I ask you to come and live in my heart.
Ask you to come and live in my heart.
Be my personal Savior.
Be my personal Savior.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you called me.
That you called me.
When I was in sin.
I was in sin.
You loved me.
You loved me.
And tonight.
And tonight.
You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
And you are my Deliverer.
And you are my Deliverer.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I come against all the devils.
I come against all the devils.
That are ruling over my life.
That are ruling over my life.
Including heretical devils.
Including prophetical devils.
Including occult witchcraft.
Including occult and witchcraft.
Including family devils coming down my family.
Including family devils trying to condemn my family.
10 generations back.
10 generations back.
I break the powers.
I break the powers.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Now, do you have a bucket or towels or napkins?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to start calling these out, and you cooperate by breathing them out and coughing them out.
Yes, ma'am.
In the name of Jesus,
we
I take authority over occult witchcraft right now, going 10 generations back.
In the name of Jesus,
all of these
as you're
sins
called,
that were
you're coming
confessed,
out. One in the cage.
I bind
the Lord
ancestral
you.
Spirits, rebellion,
be weak
freemasonry, mockery.
Jesus, you.
I bind ritualistic child abuse, spiritism,
come out.
Human sacrifice.
We bind
I come against
come
inherited
Jesus
curses,
break them
seducing
off of her right
spirits,
we bind
lying
you.
Spirits,
letter,
false
Jesus
prophets.
Name.
All signs
the blood
and wonders,
of Jesus your throat.
Deceive, seduce, and entrance, wandering from the truth.
Be weakened a thousandfold,
fascination to
spirits.
Evil ways.
Come out.
Manipulation
Jesus name. Come out.
Of
Jesus
others.
Name.
I come against insomnia.
The Lord rebuke you.
Fortune-telling spirits, channeling death spirits.
Be weakened in Jesus'
name. I bind addiction to drugs, alcohol,
blood
cigarettes.
Come out.
Fear
spirits.
Of death.
All the way out.
Servant of corruption.
All the way out. Loosen, let her go.
Compulsion.
Iniquity.
Sin.
Come out.
Bondage to sin. Captivity to Satan.
Come out.
Fears. Offered to Satan.
Paranoia. Come out.
Sacrifices. Multiple personality disorders. I bind all of the open doors and come
loose her human spirit, let her go.
Every devil right now.
Loose
her
mind and let
her
go. Mind control, control.
All
bind
of
you, come
the
out.
Psychiatric devils come out.
Loose her mind and let
psychotropic
her go.
Psychotropic drugs come out.
We bind you in Jesus'
every
name.
Spirit.
The blood of
pharmakai come out.
You come out right now.
Right now.
Come out.
Split personalities.
Come out.
Fragmentation of the mind.
Let her mind be restored
we
now.
We command
Jesus
those
name.
Mind pieces to come back
mind
to be
Jesus
restored
name.
In the name of Jesus.
You foul spirits.
We bind
right
all
now.
Of the reading, the television, the
Lord
films,
Jesus,
the magazines.
Go and get in the cage now.
Do
get
you read
weakened.
Love magazines, love novels?
What did you say, Belle?
Do you like to read novels like love stories and things like that?
I like to read, like, online articles and stuff like that, so, yeah.
All right. Now, let me tell you something. That's called fantasizing. And what it is you're bringing in these spirits, like
tornado.
If they describe the sex and lust and all of this kind of stuff, those spirits are coming
come
in
on.
You. They describe
yeah.
going to fortune tellers.
You.
So
come
I
on.
Want you to renounce that. You got to start reading the Bible and other things. Say, I renounce.
Renounce.
Love magazines.
Magazines.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command all of the fantasy spirits to come out of me now.
Command all the fantasy
spirits
me in the name
make
of Jesus.
Make believe. Imagination.
Imagination.
Now just cough them out.
Come out of her. Fantasy lust. Come out. All fantasy spirits. Loosen, let her go right now. We bind you in Jesus' name. Loosen, let her go. Any spirits of lust, come out right now in shame. We bind you.
Lying spirit.
Come out.
The spirit of Asmodeus and
come
Osmodeus.
Come out right now. We bind you.
Beelzebub.
Apollyon. Come out.
Abaddon.
Come
we
on,
bind
all the way
you. We command you to come out.
Curses off her.
Every
sleep in Jesus' name.
Of horror and torment.
Come out. Right
come out
of her.
In the name
we
of
bind you in Jesus' name. Come out.
The blood.
Come out.
The blood.
Father God, let the fear of the Lord hit
Jesus.
These foul spirits. Jesus
the blood
name.
Of Jesus.
With
the blood.
Blindness and fusion on these foul
the
spirits in Jesus' name.
The blood.
We command the spirit of Babylon to go into these foul spirits. Jesus'
we
name.
We bind up infirmity spirits, cancer spirits, kidney spirits,
come
failure
out.
Of heart, stroke,
infirmity, loosen
diabetes,
go in Jesus name.
Bones,
we
muscles,
rebuke you.
Disease,
loose
murder,
body and
overdose,
body
injury,
of the temple of God. Come out.
Automobile
come out.
Accidents,
come out.
Airplane accidents, starvation, smoking,
you
alcohol, suicide,
bind you. Come out of her.
Depression
her
spirits,
Jesus name.
Bondage
come out right now.
In person, place, and things.
Jesus Christ.
Agony, broken spirit,
come
wounded
out, spirits
spirit.
Named. Come out.
Death wish.
Come out from the cage.
Degraded depression.
Weakened, you foul spirit.
Escapism.
Must spirits come out right now.
Loneliness.
Loosen,
insomnia. Insecurity.
Come out.
Melancholy. mental illness, insanity, torment, torture.
Most devils, let her go. Turn loose her nervous system
right now.
Let it go.
All stress spirits, suicide, murder.
Come out.
Unworthiness.
Come out right now.
Depression.
Come out right now.
Controlling spirits.
Loose and let her go.
Moodiness.
We bind
nervous
you
breakdown.
Get out of her now in Jesus' name.
Subconscious pressure. Unloved, unwanted.
Pull the blood of Jesus down your throat.
We break the cords between her and her
demonic silver cords attached between her and others. We cut them off right
we
now.
Give glory, God.
Break all hexes, vexes,
bring
and
back
spells
her
off of her in Jesus' name.
That you put her
all witchcraft sin against her. We cut it off of her in Jesus' name.
Now,
loosen,
you said you smoke. Is that what you told me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you got the cigarette. You got the cigarettes on you right now?
No. I smoked my last one yesterday.
All right, that's good. Say, I bind craving spirits.
I bind craving spirits.
Dependency spirits.
Dependency spirits.
Habits.
Habits.
And that voice that's trying to get me to smoke again.
And that voice that's trying to get me to smoke again.
I gag you with the blood of Jesus.
I gag you with the blood of Jesus.
And I command that death spirit.
I command that death spirit.
Emphysema.
Emphysema.
Emphysema, come out.
And the jellyfish. We might as well call that thing a jellyfish.
I'm going to loose the warrior angels down right now.
In Jesus' name.
Angels of God going south right now.
Come in. Holy Ghost, run them all out with the fire.
Cut the tails off, Kundalini. Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath and cough those things out right now. Everyone.
Out right now. Come out.
Come out of the eyes, the ears, everything.
Sevenfold recompense on your head, foul spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out.
Everyone. All.
Come out all the way
out. Nothing can stay. In the name of
Jesus. God, drive them out, up and out in Jesus' name. Come out. All foul spirits. Ma'am, did you ever have an abortion at any time in your life?
Yes.
Okay, we need to deal with that, Dr. Pat, and also some rejection from the womb.
Yes. Honey, what I want you to do, did you have more than one?
No, just one.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That I killed that baby.
That I killed my baby.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I know one day I'll see that child.
And I know one day I will see that child.
And that child has forgiven me.
And that child has forgiven me.
And I ask you to take away the spirit of rejection.
I ask you to take away the spirit of rejection.
Murder.
Murder.
Confusion.
Confusion.
Hate.
Can you repeat that, please?
Hate.
Hate.
Denial.
Denial.
Darkness.
Darkness.
Isolation.
Isolation.
Depression.
Depression.
Suicide.
Suicide.
Despair.
Despair.
Torment.
Torment.
Fear.
Fear.
And deceitfulness.
Deceitfulness.
You come out of me now in Jesus' name. We cage you. Come out.
We bind you, all you foul spirits. Named. We come bind
out.
You. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Loosen and let her go.
Come
loose
out.
Loosen and let her go. The Lord rebuke you. Blood of Jesus we pour on you right now, down your throat, you foul spirits.
Okay, now, what I'm picking up is you're feeling guilty, and God forgives you, so those spirits have to go because you've asked for forgiveness.
Find you.
Say, and Lord, I forgive myself.
And Lord, I forgive myself.
Now, you just take a deep breath and cough them all out.
Must go right now. Come out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her go and get into the cage, you foul spirits. Father God, let the Shekinah glory shine on her and reveal any spirits that are hiding and burn them out with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Come out right now. All the way, loose her and let her go.
The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
Let her go right now.
The blood of the Lamb.
We revoke your authority over her.
The blood of Jesus.
We bind you. Come out. Into the cage in Jesus' name.
We bind up generational curses over you.
Break all of them. Go back to Adam and Eve. Both
we bind up the spirit of domestic violence.
Bind that. Come out.
From your marriage.
Come out.
In Jesus' name. And we
cut
command that thing to go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Cut off the tails of all serpent spirits.
We bind up the generational curses coming down your family line. In
all
Jesus' name.
Cut your heads off in
Jesus' name.
Loose her and let her go.
Every one of them.
Come out.
Every one of them.
Come out.
The
Any
blood.
Curses that came down the family line, we cut them off of her right now in Jesus' name. Loose and let her go.
In Jesus' name.
All which we cut off of her in Jesus' name.
Now, honey, I'm picking up something here. Did your husband have affairs with other women?
Yes, many.
Okay, because that's what I was just picking up. And I'm going to bind up the effects of that over your sexual organs and breast cancer and uterus cancer from the abortions. And we command those things
all cancer
to be bound in the name
we
of Jesus.
You. Loose and let her
and
go.
All of these
all
diseases
we cut them off
from
STDs, we bind you. Any foul spirits
come
and herpes, we
all
bind you. Come out. Loose and let her go.
From that, come out.
In Jesus'
in
name.
In the name of Jesus.
Any infirmity, come out right now. Come out.
All of the spirits
come
that
out.
Came
Jesus
in
name.
From his affairs
with
those prostitutes
right
and those women,
we rebuke
we
you, foul
every
spirits.
One of them.
We cut off
and
any
we command
demonic
those things,
soul ties attached
spirit
to her.
Spirit of fornication and adultery.
Any
we command you to get into the cage. All spirits
we bind you. Come
of
out. Get the cage.
Every depth of perversions come out in the name of Jesus.
Drugs and alcohol, we bind you.
Lesbian
come out. Loose and let her go. Come out.
All sexual spirits, get into
loose
that cage
go.
Right now in the
you
name
foul
of Jesus.
Spirits, in Jesus' name, come
that.
Out right now.
Every
Father God, let the terror of the Lord hit these foul spirits.
All of those pornography spirits.
No rest for the wicked. Come out.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Come
out.
Every one of them.
Bind you, foul spirits. We're talking to you and not her. You come out right now and get in the cage in Jesus' name.
The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. All homosexual spirits and lesbianism, sex with children, incest spirits,
come out right
sex
now.
With the animals,
the Lord rebuke you.
Sadomasochism.
Come out. Out.
Come out.
In
right
Jesus'
now.
Name.
In the name of Jesus. Let me hear you cough that out.
Out, out, out in Jesus' name. Lord, rebuke
now,
you, foul spirits.
Have you been visited in your dreams by sexual devils?
Have I been visited by sexual devils in my dreams?
Yeah.
Yes, snakes, yellow snakes, red snakes with different colors. I've been bit by snakes in my dreams and stuff like that. I'm actually celibate, so.
Well, I know that, but when you dream, have you been assaulted by spirits?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, sometimes that's caused by something that is called astral sex, and it's accomplished by warlocks, wizards. That's why I ask if your husband was a wizard. He could be astral projecting, assaulting you at night. Sometimes it's a human spirit, and sometimes it is a spirit. And so we're going to
he's involved in rap music, and he believes in space, and he thinks he's God sometimes, and he's
okay.
weird. You don't
All
know
right.
what you'll...
All right.
So.
Well, it's just weird. I haven't ever talked about astral sex before, but that's what I picked up on you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Yes,
we
Father,
bind up all astral sex, all witchcraft powers, every devil that is coming into her room at night, the wizard, the witches that come in and have sex and intercourse with her. We bind you up in the name of
Jesus.
Every devil that has come, we command the
spirit husband, spirit wife, we bind
in the cage.
Come out of her in
Jesus' name.
Loose and let her go. Any spell put on her, she dreamed. We break
it into the
cage
in the name of Jesus.
All
spirits of incubus.
Attached to the dreams.
We command that you go into the cage.
Loosen, let her go.
Succubus is a female spirit. We command you to go into the cage.
The shell of snake and stretch.
In Jesus' name, we command Endora, Eldora, to go into the cage.
In Jesus' name.
Right now. Now, all of these sex devils come out.
Come out.
Right now.
Come out. All foul spirits, come out.
Every one of them.
In Jesus' name,
everyone
anything attached to the dream state, come out in Jesus'
in
name.
In the name of Jesus, the
all
blood.
All terrors, we bind you in Jesus' name.
The
Belial,
blood.
Behemoth.
The blood.
Beelzebub.
The blood
Ashtaroth,
of the Lamb.
Asmodeus.
The blood of Jesus.
Abaddon, we bind you. Legion, come out. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you.
You feel something down in your stomach right now?
Yes, it feels like it's tight and it's like it's quivering.
Okay.
God,
now,
stomach in Jesus' name.
Whenever it's hot.
Yeah, I feel real hot, like I'm burning up. Or something.
Chop it up right now.
Okay.
In
the name of Jesus.
Cut all the.
We bind up
cords.
Every devil in that stomach that's there from
that's
witchcraft.
Come
in
out.
The name of Jesus.
God, in Jesus' name.
We command those spirits to be totally bound and to come out right now in
Jesus'
name.
Anything in
all sorcery spirit,
go to the cage.
And potions.
Anything hiding in
your body, we bind that spirit of potions.
Come out in Jesus' name.
At nighttime, do you have dreams where you're somebody's feeding you food?
They try to, but I like turn my head, or I'm running from them, or something like that.
Okay.
Well, I've been having a lot of dreams about my ex-husband. He's been in a lot of my dreams lately, like chasing me, trying to get me and stuff.
Yeah, well, we bind that witchcraft spirit, that spirit of wizardry.
Bind you and cut you off of her.
The spirit that's trying to get her to eat
cut
at
all
night.
Demonic silver
binds you and cut those
all
things.
All ley lines attached to her.
We cut the
cut off,
ley
right
lines
now.
In the name of Jesus.
All
and
this witchcraft,
every devil
come out of her in Jesus'
that
name.
He has sent. To destroy her mind, her spirit,
by the blood of
her
Jesus,
body.
Right,
we break their powers right
be
now in
right
the name
now,
of Jesus.
Jesus' name. All
we bind up every
Jesus
night
name.
Monster in the name of Jesus.
We
and
you.
We command those things in Jesus' name to go
into
loosen, the
let
cage.
Her go. In Jesus' name.
Go into the cage.
Come out right
we
now.
We bind up right now.
I'm worth it. Come out right now.
Eye, in Jesus' name. And we bind the third eye up in the name of Jesus.
We close,
close
it right now in Jesus' name. Close all the chakras.
Jesus'
name.
Jesus' name. And we command that thing to come out.
Loose
and
let her go right now.
Name.
Angels of
the
God, check it out.
The blood is against you. The blood is against you. The blood. The blood is
blood
against you. Now, what faith were you raised in?
Church of God in Christ and Baptist when I was younger.
Okay, now the Church of God in Christ. Isn't that the black church to the Church of God out of Tennessee?
I'm not quite sure because I thought that it was just a regular non-denominational church. And last year when I was going, I found out that it was Church of God in Christ. I feel kind of stupid because I don't really know that much about it, but I know that they're very, very strict and they believe in the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues when when someone is there to be able to interpretate. But but the thing is, it was really crazy. I really loved going there. I was really into my Bible. I was getting really spiritually fed, and I was getting attacked on that end. People, I don't know. It's like every avenue I was trying to take, it just you know, wasn't working, where someone went and told a secret where, you know, I confided into a Bible study teacher that was supposed to pray for me because I was raped. And it got out to the church, and there was a guy there that teaches Bible study as well, and he was convicted of rape, child molestation many, many years ago. And she went and told the whole church that I wasn't going to go there anymore because he was a child molester, and they lost a lot of members behind that, and I haven't been back since.
All right. Now, when were you raped?
Oh, back in November of 2002.
Did you forgive that man?
Yes. I believe that I forgive him.
Okay. Let's just say it, because forgiveness is an act of will.
Right.
Just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive him.
I forgive him.
I ask you to save him.
I ask you to save him.
And take away every sexual devil.
And take away every sexual devil.
That came into me from him.
Came into me from him.
And I break the soul ties over my mind.
Break the soul ties over my mind.
And the terror spirits.
Terror spirits.
Frustration.
Frustration.
Anger.
Anger.
And I command every devil of perversion.
I command every devil of perversion.
To go into the cage.
Go into the cage.
And come out immediately.
And come out immediately.
You come out of her right now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Right now in
Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and start calling them out.
Let her go. Right now.
We'll make a man's going to be calling them out right now.
You foul spirits. We bind you. Come out. Anything attached with the Mason Temple in L.A., we bind you. Come out. In Jesus' name. Loose and let her go. Loose and let her go. You foul spirits. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to the foul spirits inside. You come out right now and get into the cage in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Father God, loose warrior angels surround her right now.
Sexuality, come out with
in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Angels of God, smite these foul spirits and choke them out. Attack formation. Attack them in Jesus' name. Come out, you foul spirits, right now. The Lord rebuke you.
Every devil. Every devil. None of them can stay.
Come out right now. We break the yoke off of her neck right now. Loose her human spirit in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Let her go in Jesus' name. What was meant for her, sevenfold back in your head, foul spirits. Angels of God, strip their armor and their weapons right now and spoil them in Jesus' name. Be weakened, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name. Father God, fragment the mind and soul of these foul spirits right now. Come out of her in Jesus' name.
Now, what I want you to do is I want you to lift your hands up and ask the Holy Ghost to come in and burn all of the hiding spirits out. Start praising the Lord.
I praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give you glory, God. We give you glory, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Take a deep breath. Holy Spirit, burn every one of them out.
Fill her up, all voids.
And fill her.
Baptize her right now.
Fill her. Fill her with a baptism of fire right now.
Jesus.
Overflow, God. Overflow.
To her right now, Father
in
God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Give her the gift of tongues, God. Give her the gift of tongues. In Jesus' name.
Fill her in Jesus' name.
Just praising.
For the Lord, the Holy Spirit overhead right now.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
The gift of tongues, God. She got one word.
Fill up, Holy Spirit.
Praising.
Hallelujah.
Release your tongue.
Loose your tongue, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Shalom.
Yes, I shall will see, shallow. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
praise
you.
The Lord.
Praise Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, what we want you to do is to keep doing that even after you get off the phone and get the King James Version of the Bible and play it while you're even sleeping. And you'll continue to get more deliverance. And write us a testimony and keep in contact with us and tune in tomorrow night because tomorrow night is prayer meeting night.
Okay.
And go up on MiracleInternetChurch.com and listen to the television shows and the sermons and podcasts, and they're all free. And get filled with the things of God. MiracleInternetChurch.com.
Okay.
And write us a testimony.
Yes, so email us with a testimony, what the Lord's done for you tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Praise
God. I feel free.
Amen.
He set you free tonight. And,
yes.
If there's more deliverance you need, he's going to show it to you.
I was hurting real bad before I called him. Not hurting anymore.
Praise the
Lord. Physically in my body.
Praise God.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless
God
you for
bless
calling
you.
In. And,
well, thank you so much for taking so much time with me. I truly appreciate that.
Okay.
That's what's about here. God bless you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, that was a call from 702 area code. I see we have three callers in the queue, and we have about 25 minutes remaining, so we're going to take as many as we can. If we can't get to you tonight or if you need prayer and haven't called in, we open up again tomorrow night from 8 to 11, and you can call in, and we're going to get to everybody and pray and meet your needs. Or Jesus is going to meet your needs. We're going to pray for you that he will. Let's go to 423 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hi, I had called in a couple weeks ago, and the gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he had a British accent. He was on ministering with
Jonathan.
Yes, he told me at the end, I remember him saying that I should call back, and I think I kind of figured out why tonight. It just seems like I don't even know why I wasn't even thinking about it. The Holy Spirit, I know that was just told me to call in tonight. And the lady you were that was on Prozac.
Yes.
You prayed for me, the deliverance prayers, and I am on medication. And I have been on medication for a long time. All of my adult life, pretty much. So, been told that I have a chemical imbalance and all that, and that I'd never be able to get off medication. And I want to be delivered of that. About 4 years ago, I was in a really abusive relationship, and I have been on Klonopin for 3 years, and it's horrible. It is horrible that I cannot live one day of my life without taking that medication and having that horrible anxiety. I've struggled with depression ever since I was 20 years old. I went into a postpartum depression and I haven't come out. So,
well, you know, honey, God loves you. And medication, those psychotropic drugs take a control of your mind, and you just can't stop taking them immediately because they will shock your entire body. Do you have a doctor that will work with you on that will slowly taper you off of those medications?
Yeah, she's working with me on it. I told her I wanted to get off of it. It's
okay.
So slow. It seems
well, that's an important thing. That don't cry, because God can help you and He can deliver you.
Amen.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to bind all of those psychotropic drugs up so that they don't have power over your mind, and she will taper you little by little, and all of a sudden you'll be free of that. And when you get free of the medications, then you come back and get some more deliverance from that. But God knows you want to get off of them. He's going to help you. Be sure to get you some omega 3, 6, and 9. Did she put you on that?
No, but I wrote that down when you were talking to that the first lady that was
You can get them at the drugstore.
You can get them in capsules or cod liver oil from Carlson's. Really good. It's got the three fish oils in there.
And do you know can you give her the amount?
Yes, so you're going to want to take 1 to 2 tablespoons a day of the Carlson cod liver oil. Get the lemon flavor. It's not bad tasting at all. And it's got all the omega oils, and that will work on your brain.
And that's
it'll help.
Cod liver oil, is that what you said?
Cod liver oil.
Okay.
What they used to recommend in the old days, there was a reason. They didn't even know why it worked.
Yeah, it works on the mind.
It's good for
okay.
preventing strokes, too. Go ahead, Dr. Patton, let's pray.
Now, this thing with the domestic abuse in the marriage?
Yes.
You said, are you divorced?
Yes. It was annulled.
Oh,
but
okay.
I have had, ever since my first boyfriend, my father died when I was very young. And I don't know exactly what I did to draw in, but I keep drawing men, attracting men who abuse me physically, mentally, whatever. And I'm not crying because I'm trying to be a victim.
All right.
It upsets
All
me.
All right, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Listen to me. Sexual abuse can come down the family line, as I've already explained earlier. But it's not you as a person that's drawing these men to you. It's spirits inside of you that attract these men and draw them to you. And so we're going to bind those spirits up tonight, and we're going to work very quickly with you tonight. And so what I want you to do is I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
I forgive my ex-husband.
I forgive my ex-husband.
And every man.
And every man.
That has abused me sexually.
That has abused me sexually.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I cut myself free from them.
I cut myself free from them.
And I ask you to forgive them.
And I ask you to forgive them.
And I forgive them.
And I forgive them.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I break the powers.
You still there, ma'am?
I break the powers. I break the powers.
I break the powers.
Over my mind, body, and spirit.
Over my mind, body, and spirit.
And cut all ley lines.
And cut all ley lines.
Of violence.
Of violence.
And sexual perversions.
Sexual perversions.
Anger.
Anger.
Abaddon.
Abaddon.
Apollyon.
Apollyon.
Asmodeus.
Asmodeus.
Osmodeus.
Osmodeus.
Leviathan.
Leviathan.
and Behemoth.
Spiritual darkness.
Spiritual darkness.
Arrogance.
Arrogance.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Depression.
Depression.
Mental dejection.
Mental dejection.
And I command these things to go into a cage.
And I command these things to go into a cage.
Loose my mind.
Loose my mind.
My body.
My body.
And my spirit.
My spirit.
I bind up the spirit of sorcery.
I bind up the spirit of sorcery.
Psychotropic drugs.
Psychotropic drugs.
And oppression.
And oppression.
And depression.
And depression.
You will never rule my life again.
You will never rule my life again.
I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the Lord, and the joy of the Lord.
And the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen. And I will not yield to you ever again.
And I will not yield to you ever again.
So in the name of Jesus.
So in the name of Jesus.
As Pastor Pat. And Omega Man called these out. I'll cough them out in Jesus' name. Okay?
Omega Man, call these out. I'll cough them out in Jesus' name.
Okay. You spirits that we've just named and put in the cage, we bind you up.
We bind you right now.
We command
yeah,
you.
Must come out right now.
In Jesus' name.
Go into the cage in
we
Jesus' name.
We bind up Leviathan.
Come out.
The king of children,
come out
pride,
Behemoth,
mourning,
right
spiritual darkness,
come
arrogance,
out, out,
pride.
In Jesus' name, into the cage.
We come against ego.
Depression,
we come
anxiety,
against
we
carnal
fight.
Justification.
Come out of her. Loose her mind in Jesus' name.
To her
come out.
Mind.
Out.
Hindering.
Mind control and control. Loose her and let her go.
We come against
out.
Every devil.
Loose her mind, you foul spirits, in Jesus'
that,
name.
Causes melancholy, sleeplessness.
All sadness. Come out.
Depression,
vertigo,
luminous,
come out.
Mental dejection,
insomnia, bind you, come out in Jesus' name.
Irascibility, Rahab spirits,
we bind you,
dragon spirits,
come out right now.
Pride,
loose and let her go and get in the cage in Jesus
we
Christ.
We come
name.
Against every
pour the blood of Jesus Christ down his throat right now.
False peace,
come out.
Piety,
you come out. That's right. You come out right now.
Charming,
we're talking to you, Father.
Intellectual
we bind you in Jesus'
spirits,
name. Loose and let her go.
Abaddon,
loose and incubus and succubus, come
pride,
out.
Vanity,
come out.
Rebellion,
out.
Idolatry, perfection,
in the name of Jesus Christ, be weakened, you foul
competition,
spirits. Father God, loose the terror of the Lord on these foul
criticism,
spirits. In Jesus' name.
Rationalization,
we bind
Apollyon,
you. Loose and let her go.
Scorpion
command
spirits,
command civil war inside
spirits,
of you right now. Attack the
Abaddon,
strong man in Jesus' name.
Pride,
come
Orion,
out, come out.
Schizophrenia,
out in Jesus'
perfection,
name.
Pride,
loose human
vanity,
spirit right now.
Frustration,
break the yoke off our necks.
Intolerance,
come
anger,
out, you foul,
and we command those
come
ones
out,
to come
Jesus
out.
Name.
Lust,
you come out, go in the cage, out.
In the
out.
Name of Jesus,
lustfulness, shame, come out.
Every one of
come
you,
out. Out.
Out, come
out. Name of
in
Jesus.
The name of
sexual
Jesus.
Fantasy, we bind you, come out.
Every
Jesus
devil
name.
Of sodomy and Gomorrah, come out.
Bind you, come out.
Everything that came in from that
Lord
man,
Jesus
come out.
Rebuke you.
Right
cut
now,
all demonic soul
the name
ties
of Jesus.
With other people.
The blood of the
name.
Lamb. The blood
break
of the Lamb.
Break all hexes, vexes, and curses, spells attached to you. We cut them off.
Everyone.
You,
everyone named.
All ling lines attached to you.
Everyone not
off,
named.
In Jesus' name.
Sexual
all
violence.
Attached to you. We cut them
you
off.
You come out of right now
out,
in the
in
name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Name. All trauma, we bind you.
You have no authority over
name.
Her ever again.
Loose and let her go.
All violent spirits.
Loose
you come
and let
out.
Her go.
All sexual
you foul spirit,
spirit,
get out of her and get in
you
the cage
come
in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus,
Father God,
you
loose
have
blindness and confusion.
No power. Great spirits.
Come out.
Submission spirits.
Out in Jesus'
every
name.
Every disgraceful thing come out
go.
Of her. In the name
be
of
weakened
Jesus.
Weakened foul spirits in Jesus' name.
We come against
Father God, loose angels
foul spirits
in Jesus' name.
And marriage.
We bind you. Come out.
Spirits,
angels of God, strip their weapons and their armor. Spoil them in
love.
Jesus'
In the name of Jesus, you come out of her.
Out,
Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Get in the cage.
There's nothing that can stay.
Foul
you
spirit,
cannot
we're talking
stay.
To you. Loose
every
her.
Rejection,
come out of her stomach in Jesus'
bitterness,
name.
Insecurity.
Let her go. Out.
Inferiority.
Out in Jesus' name.
Self-rejection.
Out. We cut off the tail, Kundalini. Loosen. Let her go. Come out.
Denial.
Come out. All scorpions, cut your tails off in Jesus' name. Snakes, we cut your tails
that
off in Jesus'
spirit,
name.
That the python spirit.
Loose and let her go.
We find you. Fantasy,
out.
Mind spirits,
out.
Mind
break any
control,
witchcraft that came off of her dreams.
Depression, suicide,
off of her.
Spirit.
Come out. Out.
Despair, loneliness,
murder, rage. Come out, Jesus' name. Out.
Tired.
Out. Death and destruction, we bind you. Come out.
We
so
bind
come out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name.
Belittling.
The Lord rebuke you.
Cruelty, cursing.
Come out.
Jezebel, Ahab, murder, selfish.
Out
will,
in Jesus' name.
Boldness, submission to
sevenfold
wicked,
recompense on your head, foul spirit.
In the name of
come
Jesus.
Out, Jesus'
all
name.
Unforgiveness.
Loose and let her go in Jesus' name.
Vision,
bitterness,
distrust, persecution.
Come out.
Now,
all
fear,
anxiety. High anxiety. Come out.
Fear. Trauma.
Come out.
We
Jesus
bind
name.
Up right now. We command
depression,
schizophrenia
loosen,
to
go.
Be bound. All those open doors
Jesus
to her
name.
Mind.
Commander,
right
mind
now.
To be healed
all
in
those
Jesus' name.
Come out right now in the
come
name
out.
Of Jesus.
All infirmity, we rebuke
every
you. Loose your body
of,
and let her go.
Spirits of bitterness, hatred,
come out.
Resentment,
out.
Violence.
We cast you out of Jesus' name. Go in the cage.
Anger, murder,
come
retaliation.
Out. The Lord rebuke
come
you.
Come out right now in
Jesus,
the name
rebuke
of Jesus.
You. Come out of her right now.
Every devil of death.
Father God, fire your
come
arrows
out.
To pierce these foul spirits through. Jesus.
Drugs, addiction, alcohol.
Loose her and let her go. Come out. We
cigarette,
bind you in Jesus' name.
Corruption.
Loose her, lungs, and let her go.
Iniquity.
Loose her and let her go.
Offered to Satan as a sacrifice.
Foul spirits, we bind
multiple
you in Jesus' name.
Personality
let her go
disorder.
And get in the cage. Let the fear
spirit,
of the Lord hit you, foul
personalities.
Spirits. Loose the spirit of Babylon, foul spirits.
Every spirit of seduction.
Come out.
We
loose
bind
and let her
sexual
go.
Seduction.
Loose and let her go.
We bind sexual attractions to
come
the
out
wrong
in Jesus'
people.
Name.
We come against fascination of evil ways.
Come out in Jesus' name.
We
all
come against manipulation
loose
by others.
Loose her
we
and let
come
her go.
Against visualization.
Control. Murder. Rage.
Period. All witchcraft powers.
Come
over
out in
her
Jesus'
her
name. We
hereditary
cut off her
spirits coming down 10 generations, all hexes, curses,
cut
spells.
Cut off her in Jesus' name.
Blood
get out of her in Jesus' name. All black
every
magic, loose and let her go.
That has come
Jesus
to
name.
Destroy her in the name of Jesus. All
the,
depressive.
Oil the Holy Spirit over here right now.
Bondage of persons,
faces,
and things. Broken spirit, wounded spirit, death spirit.
Out in Jesus' name.
Degraded spirits,
we
depression. Escape spirits.
Loose and let her go.
Bloom.
Get in the cage, foul spirits.
Loneliness. Insecurity.
Loose and let her go. Spirit
insomnia.
Husband, spirit wife, we bind you.
Melancholy.
Come out.
Mental illness.
Come out.
Insanity.
Come out.
Suicide. Murder.
Come out.
Unworthiness.
Come out.
Worry.
Denial.
Depression.
The Beelzebub, we bind you. Get out.
Controlling spirits.
Get out in Jesus' name. Legions, come out.
Now I want you to take a deep breath and
Diablo,
cough all of those
out.
Out. They're
right
all
now.
Caged. Cough them
out.
All out.
Come out. Out in Jesus' name. Angels of God, chop them up in there. Pull them out. Drag them out, angels of God, with a meat hook. Rip them out and pull them in the cage in Jesus' name.
Oh. Nothing
pull the blood
can
of Jesus
stop.
Down your throat right now.
Everyone.
I'm just trying to get my breath. I got a little lightheaded.
Okay.
Father, I was until about 5 months ago, and I quit. And the Lord helped me quit.
The cigarettes?
Yes.
Well, the spirits could still be in there, so we call the spirits out of cigarettes.
Come out of her.
We
nicotine
call
addiction.
Jellyfish
element.
Out.
Come out.
The water spirits.
Come out. All marine spirits. Come out.
Death spirits. Iniquity.
Out.
Bondage to sin.
Come out.
Sacrifices to
all
helmet.
Hidden sin. Come out in Jesus' name.
Split personalities.
Come on. Your personality is healed right now,
death
in Jesus'
spirits,
name. Come on.
Infirmity, cancer.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Heart failure, heart
loose
attack,
her infirmity
strokes,
in Jesus' name. Loose her, let her go. Get in the cage.
Muscle disease.
Revoke your authority.
Murder, overdose, injury, automobile accident.
In the name of Jesus, come
airplanes,
on,
starvation,
all fear,
anorexia,
loose her, let her go.
Nervosa, smoking,
come on.
Alcohol, suicide.
Come on, any
gluttony
spirit in the body, come on, in Jesus' name.
Cough them out.
Out in the
cough
name of
them
Jesus,
out.
And get in the cage. We rebuke you in
everyone.
Jesus' name. Be weakened in Jesus' name, foul spirits. Be weakened in Jesus' name. Father God, loose ministering spirits to her right now. We ask for a hedge of protection around here of the wall fire of the Holy Spirit. Loose angels to surround her in Jesus' name.
Self-destructive spirits, we bind you.
You come out right now, foul spirit. Come out.
How do you feel?
I'm just lightheaded.
Any spirits of biting the fingernails, loosen, come out.
What did you say?
I just feel a little lightheaded.
Lightheaded, you feel a lot better too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, ask the Holy Ghost to come in and fill all of those empty places.
Come in and fill all the empty places.
Overflow. Yes.
You large yellow snake inside, you come out right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Rebuke you. Loose her and let her go right now. Angels
cut
of God, smite the tail off that yellow snake.
Kundalini, Leviathan, we cut your heads and tails off.
Out in the name of Jesus.
Python spirit.
Loose her and let her go. Out in Jesus'
tails.
Name. We chop you up in 100 pieces right now with the sword of the Lord.
Take
come out.
Take a deep breath and just breathe them out. Deep
out
breath.
In Jesus' name.
A problem with hyperventilation or something like where I just told my
spirit of anxiety, come
asthma.
Out.
Come out.
Come
hyperventilation,
out.
Come out. Out.
Come out.
Out.
Take a deep breath.
Nervous attack, come out.
In Jesus' name.
Let her go in Jesus' name, you foul spirits. And get in the cage.
In Jesus' name.
Get in the cage. You're going to the pit of hell tonight.
In Jesus' name.
Get in the cage, you foul spirit.
The blood of
Jesus.
Name.
The blood
of Jesus.
The blood of
Jesus.
We cast you out in the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood
Father
of
God,
Jesus.
Point your finger at this yellow snake and cast it
Jesus.
Out in Jesus' name. Out.
My blood belongs to Jesus. You have no authority. You have to get out. You have to leave me alone in Jesus' name.
That's right. Just keep coughing them out.
Get away in Jesus' name. Come out. You don't have any right to stay in there anymore. I just plead the blood of Jesus over my body, over my mind, over my spirit. Lord Jesus is my King. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my God.
Amen. God bless. I forbid you to wrench her and choke her, and you will become small. And you will come out. You will come out in ease right now.
Yes, you will come
take
out
a deep
in Jesus'
breath.
Name. In Jesus' name.
Go into the cage and come out.
All you foul spirits.
Out.
Out.
I feel
in Jesus' name.
You can't make me pass out. In Jesus' name, I forbid
it. We bind
it.
You foul spirit trying to make her pass out. We bind you. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Sevenfold recompense in your head, foul spirit.
We bind up that death spirit
Angels of
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Rip it out in Jesus'
right
name.
Now. Come
Rip
out.
Rip it out. In Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit, keep her alert.
The blood of Jesus. We pour the blood of Jesus down this snake's mouth.
Jesus is standing right in front of you, casting these devils out right now.
Bow your knee as you come out, you foul spirit, and get in the cage. Come out in Jesus' name. Let the fear of the Lord hit this foul spirit in Jesus' name. Father God, pierce it through with your arrows in Jesus' name.
Here it comes.
Let the 10 plagues of Egypt hit these foul spirits trying to remain in Jesus' name. Come out. In the cage now in Jesus' name.
Whole bunch of them.
Come out.
Fill her with the Holy Ghost right now, Lord. Fill her up. Fill her up.
Fill her up, Holy Spirit.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being the deliverer. Just fill her up right now, any voids with the Holy Spirit, and burn out any remaining foul spirits in Jesus' name.
Omega Man, what is that sound that sounds like a train?
That's probably caller is on maybe a cordless phone or a cell phone, and it's getting next to a speaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's some electronic interference.
Okay. We bind that up in the name of Jesus.
All Boise, we bind you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Lose the connection right now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ministering spirits to her in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Caller,
hang
on the line there.
You made your dude called depression. We bind you up. You've controlled her all of her life and unwanted. She feels unwanted. She's wanted. She's loved by Jesus, and she's loved by us. And you cannot dominate her or control her with that ever again. You come out.
Come out right now.
The whole root.
Angels, cut the roots off right now. Cut them off in Jesus' name. Cut all the roots off right now. We cut all connectors between the foul spirits and any reinforcements in Jesus' name. Angels of God, chain them up and rip them out right now and put them in the cage in Jesus' name.
Well, you know, when you dream of snakes and alligators, wizards in Africa use alligators and snakes to kill people. And that could be a spirit coming at nighttime to enforce a wizard's desire to kill you. So I would bind that up. You had dreams, didn't you, of snakes and alligators?
I had a dream about 3 years ago, well, no, 2 years ago, about an anaconda in my yard or some kind of big snake, some kind of strangulation snake. And this old man was sitting in my child's swing set. And I said, why is this snake in my yard? And he said, America is becoming a place likened to the Congo. And that's all I remember about that dream. But I've had other people tell me that I don't even know what that means, but I've had other people tell me that some kind of snake, that other people in my family, they've had these dreams about these strangulation snakes, the ones that strangle and then eat their prey. That's definitely something. I've had dreams about, my mother's had dreams about snakes, and she's very afraid of them, and I remember from just being a small girl, her telling me, if you dream about a snake, that means you have an enemy, and all this, you know, folklorish.
Well, you know that snakes are symbolic of Satan, and what I tell people is when you dream, wake up, and if you think that dream is coming from the devil, you just speak to it and bind it up. Put it in a cage and command it to go to the feet of Jesus. And if you have a dream where it's a good dream and you're peaceful, and sometimes God speaks to us in dreams just like he did over in Daniel and other places in the Bible, you just thank God for it and say, God, I claim it in Jesus' name. Sometimes you'll be praying about something, and he'll give the answer to you in the dream or in the word. Just rejoice and claim it in the name of Jesus and go on with your life. But bad dreams, nightmares, always bind them and command them to go into the cage. Some people dream that they're having automobile accidents or a child had one, whatever. Just bind that up when you wake up and say, I bind that and I forbid it to happen in Jesus' name. Because it could be a plot and a plan of Satan.
Okay, I definitely will. I felt like that the Lord has given me dreams in the past, and I felt like the devil's tried to interfere with that. And that has been something I've prayed, that I just plead the blood of Jesus over my dreams.
Yes.
I don't.
All right. Now, here's the other thing that we want you to do. We want you to continue to praise the Lord, ask him continuously to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And people get deliverance even after they get off the phone. I've had people to get deliverance for weeks after they've gone through a deliverance session. Continue to praise the Lord. Put that Bible on. Let it play over you day and night. if you have problems, call us. Meantime, write us a testimony and keep going to that doctor and letting her help you to get off of that medication. And we'll see you again on the radio.
And write us and send us a testimony what the Lord did with you. Thank you very much. God bless you tonight.
Thank you. God bless you all.
All right. We appreciate the call there. Dr. Pat, we're at the end of the show for tonight. Folks, tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for the School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer. That's every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, we'll return next week for the School of Deliverance next Saturday night at 8 p.m. Support Dr. Pat Holliday and Miracle Internet Church. Folks, it takes
and Omega, man.
Time and resources to do these shows. And we need your help. Because of your help, we've been able to get on American Voice Radio. We actually start our full week schedule starting tomorrow, Dr. Pat. And tonight's program is going to be rebroadcast on the satellite network tomorrow. We're on WWCR every Sunday afternoon on 9.350 frequency, shortwave. And that is Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then we have the School of Deliverance.
And let's buy one coin, one silver coin, and help to drive the internationalists out of business.
Absolutely.
And you can get it from a banner up on a Mega Man.
Praise God. Buy yourself one coin. And we can
That's
put
what
these,
they're saying.
Banksters out of business.
Amen.
Amen to that. Tell people how they can get in contact with you, Dr. Pat.
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com, RemnantRadio.org, and OmegaManRadio.com.
Amen. Paul Pilgrim at RemnantResources.org as a large archive as well. God bless everyone tonight. Thank you, Dr. Pat, so much. May the Lord bless you. And we'll see you tomorrow night on School of Intercessory Prayer.
And keep praying for my sisters, Shirley, and my daughter, Kathy, and me.
Amen.
And Alex.
Praise God. We
and
sure
Connie.
Will.
Connie.
And Connie. God bless you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Pat Holliday. Support Omega Man Radio. We need your help to continue. And I want to thank everybody who has come forward. May the Lord richly bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow night on the School of Deliverance.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.